Blog Talk Radio.
Die for radio.
On deck, 5 minutes feedback. Moving on deck was good. Chilling.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die for Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Die for Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die for Radio.
Shout out to Die for Radio, the kid Yuck Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang. Yeah.
Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187, Die for Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer, holding it down, Die for Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die for Radio.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Die for Radio. This is Sneak Rothstein. I'm your host every Saturday night from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. We got a crazy show tonight, as always. You know, here at Die for Radio, we bring you the hottest guests, the hottest music, and the bangingest shit. You know what I mean? This is unscripted, unadulterated radio, so I can say what the fuck I want. Don't have to worry about cursing. Don't have to worry about restrictions. You know what I mean? We run this program over here, man. Shout out to Die Lansky, man, the CEO of this Die for Radio shit. Of course, I'm your host, Sneak Rothstein, man. I said that already, but I want to keep putting that in your brain. I'm the CEO of the Drodians, and you can check out the Drodians at Drodians.com. That's DRODIANS.com. Got a lot of things going on over there with my family, and I would love for you to check out the music and get in tune with the movement, man. Big shout out to all the Drodian members, and the Drodians consist of, course, Telerine, Sneak Rothstein, Irie 2012, and Nick Fury. And shout out to all the Drodian affiliates, man, all my Drodian Nation fam. Big shout out to Hijack. Big shout out to A1 Kim. Big shout out to Raul Duke. Big, big shout out to all of my fam, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate y'all for tuning in, rocking out with your boy, and showing that love. But let's get straight into it, man. We got a beautiful show for y'all tonight. Got the legendary Spoonie G coming through. Man, Harlem's own, the Godfather, man. You know what I'm saying? And Gonzo. And, of course, I can't forget South Central Cartel's own Big Prodigy coming through. So, man, without further ado, we're going to get into it. I want to say my special guest is in the building right now, 646-418. Is that my OG? Are you live in the building with his fam?
Yes, it's Spoonie. MC Spoonie right here.
Man, live, how you doing, flesh, sir? It's an honor and a pleasure, man. Thank you. You feeling better, man? We missed you last go-round, you know, so it's a blessing to have you, you know, this time around,
man. I'm feeling much better. I'm feeling much better
right
now.
Most definitely, man. Everybody out there, I'm doing beautiful, man. Everybody out there right now, man, you got the legendary Spoonie G in the building, a.k.a. the Godfather of Rap, live on Die for Radio, man. Blessing the premises right now, you know, with his wisdom, you know what I mean, his knowledge, and you know, his goddamn character, man. You know, we appreciate having you, man. So let's get right into it, man. I mean, As far as your legacy, man, I mean, how are you feeling about the rap game right now and what you're seeing? You know what I mean? Are you impressed? Are you like, you know, it could have took a different turn? I mean, how are you feeling about the game right now?
Well, we dealing with different times right now. See, back when I was rapping, first of all, there was no rappers. There was only MCs. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We rapped about, you know, partying. And me personally, I rapped about party and love, you know, and reality, you know what I'm saying? And now it seems like, you know, everything is violence, you know. Either they're talking about bullying or, you know, or violence. I'm not really into the, you know, the violent thing, you know. But to each his own. But the rap game is just, it's, how can I say it, honest? I want to use the right word. It's been enhanced. You know,
right.
It's been enhanced. It's on a different level now. You know, it's
definitely
on a whole different level. You know, and but I respect the game. You know, no matter what you want to say or how you want to do it, I respect it. You know, I respect whatever you say. You know, it's just that me personally, I'm not, you know, really with the gangster stuff. You know,
exactly.
I'm single, you know, I'm laid back. You know, but,
a lot of people would say, you know, some of your themes were the precursor to gangster rap. I mean, how would you feel about that? Is that accurate or is that false?
Well, I'll put it this way. On Spoon and Rap, I said, you know, I was talking to the girl, and I told her, you know, about her boyfriend. She better go talk to him, you know, because when I shoot my child, I'm going to shoot to kill, because I'm spoony spoon, and don't mess around. I drop a nigga where you stand right there on the ground. But I was actually talking to her about going talking to a man before he stepped to me. He better step to her. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, roll
okay.
My barrel and keep the bullets still. I want to shoot my shot. I'm going to shoot to kill because I'm spoony spoon and don't mess around.
Yeah.
You know, you heard that before, right? Some people actually say that. Yeah. Well, some people actually say that I'm the first gangster rapper, but I don't think so. I just, you know, said that. You know, that was that. So.
I say you spit that reality rap. You know, that's what I heard.
Yeah,
you know, growing up in Lynn,
yeah,
California, you know what I mean? You made it vivid, you know what I mean? Like, I could see Nas taken from you. I could see Kool G Rap taken from you. I could see a lot of people that were influenced by you and listened to you. Like I said, I was a little 12, 13-year-old kid, you know what I mean, breakdancing on cardboard, listening to the, you know, the Furious Five, listening to Africa Bambaataa, listening to Kirk Blow. So you've been a big influence in my life, man. So how did you get started?
Brother.
You know what I mean? Man, thank you, you know. How did you get started?
Well first of all, I used to write poetry, you know. I love poetry. And when I heard Hollywood, my uncle's name was Bobby Robinson, God bless the dead. He the one that owned Enjoy Records. And one day he went to a Hollywood party, and he brought back the tape, and I heard it, you know. And right then I decided that I wanted to rap, you know. I decided I wanted to rap. And I'm actually the original member of the Treacherous Three. It's me, Kool Moe Dee, and L.A. Sunshine. You know, that's we were the original Treacherous Three. And what happened was I did a solo record, and it became Spoony G and the Treacherous Three, as you know. And what happened was my brother knew a guy named Peter Brown. And Peter Brown came into the record shop where my brother worked at. And he said, do you know any rappers? And my brother said, my brother's a rapper. He said, well, is he any good? He said, I'll call him right now. You can hear it for yourself. So I came down to the record shop. And Peter Brown said, can you rap? I said, yes, I can. He said, let me hear something. So I spit something for him. And he said, I want to take you to the studio right now. And he went to the studio that night, cut it, and that was the rest of history. You know, we did one take,
that's
and that was it. I just kept going and rapping, but I didn't know how to start it off, so I had to go back and we put the beginning. You say a one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, y'all, let's rock that. We had to actually go back and do that because I didn't have a beginning yet. But
and that's classic right there because you're still eating off
of course,
that term right there.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yes, indeed.
God,
you know,
man.
that paperwork was right. You know, because a lot of folks is bitter, you know, these days because their paperwork ain't right, their business ain't right. But you took care of your business early on in the game and knew what you wanted to do. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of artists need to follow suit. You know what I mean? Make sure your paperwork is correct. You know what I mean? Make sure your business is correct.
Mm-hmm.
You let other folks handle your business. You see, you're going to be old and bitter when you ain't getting no money, when you ain't getting no residuals. So I look up to you,
for
real talk, like, seriously.
Thank you very much. Actually, my uncle, Bobby Robson, God bless him, he's the one that taught me the business. He taught me the business.
Okay.
You know, he taught me about BMI, ASCAP. He taught me about publishing, writer's rights and all that. He's the one that taught me about the business, you know. So I thank him, because he taught me. You know, he taught me how to do the paperwork and all that stuff. So, you know, it paid off in the long run. You know,
so are you mentoring any artists? Are you doing any workshops? I mean, you know, what's going on with Spoony G right now?
Well, actually, I'm in the studio with Rich and Ice. You know, we're making an album. And I'm also in the process of writing a book. And I'm also in the process of doing a documentary called One for the Trouble. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
And, matter of fact, I just had my 35th anniversary in hip hop at Club Santos.
Congratulations.
You know, Melly Mel was there, Tito, Grandmaster Caz, Theodore, Mel Star. It was a whole bunch of people there, man. We had fun. I mean, we got on stage, and this dude, we know how to do best. I mean, we took it back to the early days, man. We just had fun. I mean, I really enjoyed myself, man, you know. I thanked them all, man.
Definitely.
I had fun, man. I had fun, man. You know.
I mean, so when you was grinding and laying the groundwork for this, you know, this hip-hop culture and, you know, this nation of sorts, I mean, did you understand the impact and the monumental, you know what I mean, the monumental things going on? Did you understand that was going to happen, or you were just expressing yourself?
No, I never thought rap would get as big as it is now. I never thought. Because back in the days, we did it for fun. Before records, you know, we go in the park, you know, we rap. We did it for the love of hip-hop. We loved to do it.
Right.
You know, so when I made the record, I just made it because I had a chance to make a record. I never thought the record was going to be as big as it was. I never thought, you know, rap would become multi-million-dollar business. I never thought nothing like that, you know. But I'm glad it did, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm still eating that, you know. So I hope it get bigger and bigger, you know. And keep getting opportunities. You know, I have an opportunity to go back in the studio, you know, and create history one more time, you know.
Exactly. Man, I was reading on the internet, there's a fake Spoonie G running around, man. What's up with that, man?
Oh,
you know, what we got to do to kill that? We got to dead that, man.
Well, actually, he's a fan, you know. And I think he has a little mental problem personally. You know, I think he has a mental problem. Anytime you stand on the internet and say, my name is Spoonie G. Gabriel, and he used my government name, Gabriel Jackson. You know, that's crazy. But yeah, he said his name is Gabriel Jackson, you know, and that's my government name, you know. So
right.
When I seen it, I got kind of angry, you know. But then I had to check myself. I said, nah, don't get angry. You know, what you need to do is go to Miami, have a show, and bring him up on stage with you. You know, that's what my manager's working on now. You know, because he's a man.
Okay.
So when
okay.
I go down
okay.
there, I'm going to do a show. But I'm going to make sure he's there, and I'm going to pull him up on stage. I'm going to say, now, you're Spoonie G? Okay. Do something. Let's see you do something. You know, you say you're Spoonie G. So if you're Spoonie G, let's see you do something. And then I'm going to do something. And I'm going to show you how it's really done. I'm going to show you how the real Spoonie G get down, you know.
Exactly.
But, like I said, he's a fan. You know, I had a friend of mine that was in Miami that actually spoke to the guy. And, you know, he was like, you know, my man, you know, I was just, he said, you say you're Spoonie G? He said, I just came from Spoonie G. I just talked to Spoonie G. How you going to be Spoonie G? He was like, no, you know, I'm a fan of his, man. I love Spoonie G, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it is what it is, man. You know, it is what it is. I can't wait to meet the character. That's all I can say. You know, that's when I meet him.
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome.
Definitely. That's a form of flattery, though. You know what I mean? Because you're a legend, man.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, yeah. I mean, he can't be, because you know, Sugar Hill Gang is dealing with that, man. You know,
yeah.
Cats out there portraying them, and
right.
I want to say it's a documentary out there. Give Me My Name Back. I want to say, going on with that. You know, because we were fortunate enough to interview Sugar Hill Gang on this platform, and you know, some situations came about there. So people were trying to wrestle with appearance. You know, you can't use the name, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, you know, we just trying to give back, and we trying to just inform people, man, and educate people. That's all we trying to do here. You know, bridge the gap and, you know, enlighten people, man, because, you know, some of these young cats don't know Big Daddy Kane. They don't know Stetson Sonic. They don't know the Fat Boys. They don't know Spoonie.
Right.
They don't know, you know what
right.
I mean? So that's our duty. To educate, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But it is what it is, man. And you know, we're gonna keep doing what we do. So, let me see.
Right.
Got a question here out of Florida, man. This comes from Maria out of Florida, and she wants to know who have you toured with? You know, and that was your most memorable time of who you toured with.
Well, I toured with the Juice Crew, you know, Shan, Biz, Molly Maul, Big Daddy Kane, Biz Markie, and I've also toured with Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five, Sugar Hill Gang, Sequence, you know, and a few others, you know. But it was all memorable. I loved it all, though, you know. Both crews I toured with, I enjoyed, you know. I didn't enjoy one more than the other. I just enjoyed both,
right.
You know. You know, whenever I'm on stage performing, you know, I love it. You know, man,
are there any unreleased jewels that we could look for, you know, coming from the vault of Sporty G, you know what I mean, that we can go purchase or, you know, that's coming our way pretty soon?
Oh, yeah, like I said, I'm in the studio with Rich Nice right now. And so we're trying to come up with a couple of hits, not one. You know, I'm trying to come up with a couple of hits, and what I want to do right now is want to create history again. You know, to come back now at my age and this time, you know, that's history, you know.
That's right.
So that's what we're trying to do, trying to come up with a winner.
Indeed.
You know, that's all, brother.
Did you ever perform at the Apollo?
No, I didn't. But I will soon.
Okay.
I will one day.
Definitely.
I will.
Definitely. We gon', man, we stand behind you 100%. But, bro, I got a lot of more questions for you. We're going to get into some music right now so, you know, the fans can, you know who they talking to right now. A lot of folks probably don't really understand the magnitude of, you know, having this conversation. Because you don't do a lot of interviews, you know what I mean? So I'm fortunate enough and very grateful to have you on this platform. And your time is very precious.
You're welcome, man. You're
welcome. And, yes, sir, man, definitely. And I definitely look forward to connecting with you behind the lines, you know, behind the scenes. But we're going to get into this, let me see. Let's get into this Godfather, man, because this take me back, you know what I mean, to my childhood right now, man. We got the legendary Spoonie G in the building, man. Sneak Ross Steve. This is the Dronian Show, Die For Radio, man. Spoonie G, the Godfather.
I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. I'm rap. Well, let's get this straight, there's no contest. So now you people know and don't have to guess. I'm not the king of rap, not lord, not prince. I was a young kid rapping, I've been rocking ever since. I was just a young fuck, I didn't care what MCs were in my way, they never uttered a butt. Cause I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. Of course, silly young ladies too, just chill. They never say no to me, always say that they will do whatever I want them to, when I confront them to. Watch where you're walking, or you just might bump into. I never rule them, I only school them. But if they ever try to fool me, that's when I fool them. I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. Time to be jealous, only to make money. I rap on stage, shake my butt for you, honey. Cause I'm a rockin', I'm a non-stoppin' MC baby who loves finger poppin'. So don't diss me, just kiss me. If I ever have you and leave, you're gonna miss me. I'm just a brother, so what's up, sis? Cause it's the pretty young ladies that make me talk like this. Yes, I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. That I'm a poet, I changed my style, people just didn't know it yet. I had to tell them, I might tell them, you mess with me and both of your eyes, I'll swell them. Well, like I'm a phone, I'm out to take charge. I've got a fish shine, spank a new car in my garage. All the ladies want to cruise me, they don't move me. See my bankroll, they want to try to use me, but I'm no fool, never losing my cool. And for me to undress, I make the young ladies rude. I'm not bragging, telling you what I'm about. Young ladies, no babies, and marriage is out. But if you insist, you come get this. Your house or mine, night or day, I'll be fine. So let's get with it so that I can hit it in an hour or two. Me and you can just quit it. I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. We'll be right back.
while the fire's out. So take your hat off your head and baby, let's break out. No leaning on the wall, no standing around. So are you ready?
For what?
For the beating me now. Because people come to see me, some even want to beat me. Pretty young ladies want to L-U-B. The beat's so bad that at 9 o'clock in the morning, if you play it, they'll call the cops. Cause I'm the Godfather. It's on the Godfather.
Die for radio, Sneak Rothstein in the building, man. I got the Godfather, man, the legendary Spoonie G rocking with me right now. It gets no better than this platform right here. You can call in at 646-249-45. Once again, that's 646-249-45, man. Like I said, once again, I'm blessed to have you, man. Blessed to have you. Right now, man, this means a lot to me, like I said, man, definitely. Can't wait to goddamn touch your hand, shake your hand, man, pull up with you, be in the presence of greatness. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, it's crazy, definitely. Let me see what I got right here. How was your relationship with Marley Marl and Teddy Riley? Because you got to work with them cats before they even had a name, basically.
Yeah. We had a beautiful relationship, you know. I respect, you know, their craft. They respect my craft. And they respect my ideas and my input, and I respect their ideas, their input. And we were able to give each other ideas, you know. And they helped me out a whole lot, you know, as far as, you know, when making the records, you know, they helped me out a whole lot, you know. And what I liked about Marley Marl was that, you know, I could rap to Marley Marl, like, you know, just say a rap, and then he'll automatically know what type of music to go with what I was saying. And with Teddy Riley, I mean, Teddy basically had, you know, he basically had the tracks already. Like, two tracks we had to do. But Marley, on the other hand, he would make a track, you know, for me, tailor-made just for me, you know. And hopefully in the future we can work together again, you know, hopefully, you know.
We definitely would embrace that, man, you know, because, you know, you got timeless music, you got hits, you got catalog, you got substance, you got the voice, the delivery. I mean, come on, man. Stevie Wonder can see that shit, you know what I mean? So we definitely fucks with you, man. Let me see, man. I'm trying not to get starstruck here, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to stay on task right now, man. So what you got going on outside of the hip hop? You know what I mean? Any movies, you know, what's going on with you outside of that?
No, I have never been in a movie, but I hope to one day be in a movie. You know, my assistant was telling me about taking some acting classes. So I'm thinking about doing that, and hopefully one day, you know, I'll be coming to movie, you know.
Okay.
I started going to the gym back again, you know, because I like to stay in shape. So I started jogging again, and now I'm just doing gym, you know, so I can stay in shape, you know, so my win could be right when I get up on that stage and do my thing, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let me see. What interesting facts can you give the people that they don't know about Spoonie G?
Okay. All right. I'm actually the first rap solo artist on wax in the whole wide world. Nobody was before me. I'm the first rap solo artist in the whole wide world. Nobody was before me. If they say they was, they're lying. Sugar Hill came out as a group, and I came out as a solo artist. Nobody was before me. And that's a fact.
That's dope.
All right. So
yeah, nobody
for those
that.
Who don't, nobody. Nobody. Nobody was before me. Yeah.
Wow, man.
There's a lot of things.
So
that,
as far as that, go ahead.
See, it's a lot of things that people are claiming that's not true. And in order for the people out there to know the truth, we have to speak. Because they'll believe that bullshit that other people are telling them. I'm the first one to do this. I'm the first one to do that. No, you're not. So that it takes us to come and tell the truth. Because the young kids now, they don't know. You know, they don't know about us. You know, they're just learning. They go on the website, you know, and they, you know, actually search now. I know some young people that are actually looking into the history and want to learn the history about where hip-hop started at, you know. And so they're learning. You know, I know like a 23-year-old kid. I know another guy, he's 26. And he actually was telling me about my records, you know. And so I was like shocked, you know. He said, yeah, I'm studying, you know, because I want to know the truth. You know, I said, yeah, that's true, man. You know, you need to know the real history. You know, so that's good. You know, young people, a lot of them, you know, they're going and trying to learn the history about how hip-hop actually started, who was first, who did this, who did that, you know, and they need to do that so they know the truth, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so accessible yeah. these days, man, YouTube,
right.
Twitter, goddamn
right.
Google. I mean, you can find out anything. You know, it really takes the work out mm-hmm. of it. You know what I mean? Because you could go to
right.
you can go to goddamn YouTube and get your samples. You know, see, I came over, we used to go to the record store. Goddamn digging
oh,
the
yeah,
motherfucking
definitely.
Crate. You know what I mean? And actually
yeah,
doing
yeah, yeah.
work, you know, because I'm a
that's
producer
right.
and an artist myself. So
right.
it's not fair. But, you know, mm-hmm. the cream is going to rise to the top, man. You know what I'm saying? I came up on that Pete
mm-hmm.
Rock, that DJ Premier, that Marley Marl. Come on, man. That's
mm-hmm.
where I'm at with it. Lars Professor, so... You know,
right.
I'm not gonna stand for this easy bake shit. You know what I mean? It's fast food music. That's what we got right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But that's why we got you. You know what I mean? You still doing mm-hmm. your thing, and you still
yeah.
eating, and that
thank
that
God.
Says a
yeah,
lot
thank
about the thank God. That says a lot about your character.
Yeah, thank God.
You know what I mean? And a lot about your business sense, because like I said, we've interviewed a lot of individuals here on this radio, on this platform. And I ain't going to say no names, but, you know, certain cats ain't eating, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, what's really going on? Like, who was
right.
in your corner? You know what I mean? Who was
right,
taking
right.
care of your paperwork? You know, so.
Yeah,
man. It definitely, man. So as far as your inspirations, man, where does your inspirations come from to make Spoony G get on that mic and go as hard as he did and talk to the people and get at shit like you did?
Well, like I said, DJ Hollywood, Grandmaster Flash, The Furious Five, Funky Four Plus One, I used to go see them, you know. I used to go see them perform before, you know, before Records even was Records, you know, before Records came into play. I used to go see Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, Fantastic Five, Funky Four Plus One, you know, R.C. LaRock, you know, L Brothers, you know, I used to go see all of them. You know, that's how I basically they taught me, you know, by watching them, you know, that helped me to get my craft, you know, right. You know, so I thank all of them, you know.
That's
basically, you know,
that's
my inspiration came. You know.
Definitely. So as far as shows, you say you got some shows coming up in the coming future?
Well, I'm going to be at B.B. King's on the 17th, and then I'm being honored. Team Fearless is honoring me, you know, downtown is this place. I forgot the name. Princess, what's the place that Team Fearless is having this thing at? The Hip Hop Honors?
The Hip Hop Honors. Oh, by the way, I'll just mention that Spoony G is being inducted with the,
the
with
Hall
the
of Fame.
Treacherous 3
Hip-Hop
for the Hip Hop
yeah.
Hall of Fame, and that's going to be on May 19th.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
At Stage 48. Yeah, Stage 48.
That's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing, Princess?
I'm happy.
How are you?
We beautiful. It's a beautiful night in hip-hop. Man, definitely blessed to have you.
Thank you so much.
Definitely. Yes, ma'am. Let me see. I got one more question, and then I'm going to get into my word association. And that word association is where I throw a word or a phrase out there, and you say the first thing that comes to your mind. So let me get into... one more question right here, man. What do these new school generation of artists need to know, you know what I mean, and live by? Is there some information or something that you could tell them that they need to know and live by in this game?
Stay true to the game and don't sell out. You know, stay true to you.
I like,
you know.
I like
what
that.
Stay true to you and don't sell out. That's all I can say. You know, keep doing
that's
what you
right.
do. You know, and when you do it, do the best you can. And stay positive.
Exactly.
Always think positive, never negative. Because all things are possible. You know.
There it is, man. There it is. Man, say that then. Okay, let's get into this word association. Like I said, I got 10 of them for you. And also, I'm going to need a drop from you. You know, hold on. I got another call on the line right now. 424, I see you. I'm going to get to you. Get into this word association right now, and then I need that Spoony G drop so I can chop that up for sound bites. You already know we got to use that. Okay. Curtis Blow.
Disco.
Melly Mel.
Hip Hop.
Sugar Hill Records.
Commercial.
Harlem, New York.
The Mecca.
Treacherous 3.
Treacherous 3. Spoony G.
The Godfather.
Spoony G.
Tough City.
The Beginning.
Sylvia Robinson.
Sylvia Robinson.
Hip Hop.
My friends. Hip Hop.
The Legend.
Truth.
Yeah. The Legendary Spoony G. Hip Hop.
True to the game. True to the game.
The Legendary Spoony G.
True to the game.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Definitely. And before you get up out of here, please give us a drop. You know what I mean? If you could shout out Die For Radio, you know what I mean, and any other pertinent information, it would be much
before
appreciated.
Before he does that, the Team Fearless with Devastating Tito, they're having the Team Fearless Awards, and they're going to be held Saturday, June 28th. And they'll be located at the Mason Hall, which is at 17 Lexington Avenue at 23rd Street in New York. New York, obviously. And there was a red carpet event starting at 7.
Get that to him one more time. Give him that info, you know what I mean, for those that's late. Like, you know what I mean? It might be just now tuning in. One more time.
Team Fearless Awards will be held June 28th, which is a Saturday, located at Mason Hall, 17 Lexington Avenue at 23rd Street, New York, New York. They'll be honoring Spoony G.
There it is. There it is, man. The legendary Spoony G. We got to put that. You know what I mean? The icon, Spoony G. Got to put that. You know what I mean? Because without Spoony G, there ain't no Sneak Roster. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no Coochie Mac. Ain't no Scarface. Come on, man. Let me get that drop before you get up out of here, OG.
Okay.
And you know, we gonna definitely be connecting on the back. This is Die For Radio. Yes, sir.
All right. This is MC Spoony G, and I'm rocking right here on Die For Radio.
Definitely,
is that cool,
man? Appreciate you. That's perfect.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you, Princess,
you know what I mean, for riding shotgun with us, you know what I mean, and holding it down with us on this Die For platform, mama. And 28.
Thank you.
June 28.
Stay blessed.
Thank you, too, brother.
Oh, you already know. Love is love, man, and God is everything. I love it.
Hip hop,
you know,
is
mean?
Love. We just always need to remember that. Hip hop is love. Hip hop is love, and we have to keep that live in effect.
That's right.
Hip hop Hall
of
Fame, May 19th.
That's right. Stage 48.
There it is, man. You heard it first, man. This is exclusive right now because Mr. Spoony G don't do too many interviews, so it's a privilege having him on these airways. And you definitely going to hear back from him because you said you got another project. You got some music in the works. So please get that to us first so we can bless the people with that.
Okay, brother, I will.
Most definitely, man. Enjoy your night, brother. Thank you so much, man. Y'all have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Okay, stay
blessed. You too. All right.
You say a one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, y'all. Let's rock the... yes, y'all. Y'all, I fuck the beat, y'all. And then you rock and roll, and then you roll and rock, and then you rock to the beat. They just don't want you to stop, cause I'm the S to the B, double O and Y, the one MC who you can't deny. Cause I'm the baby maker, I'm the woman taker, I'm the cold crushing lover, the heartbreaker. So come on, fly girls, and please don't stop, cause I'm MC Spoony G1, and hit the top of young ladies. I rock on. Say I was driving down the street on a stormy night, to say up ahead, there was a terrible fright, there was a big fine lady.
She was crossing the street. She had a box switch, the disco beat. I throw a hit my brakes, the butter not all there. I missed a young lady, but only a hit. And then I took me a look, I said, la-di-da-di. A big fine girl, she had a hell of a body. Then she looked at me, and then she started switching. So I took my keys out of the ignition, got out the car and kept my mouth shut, because my 2020 vision was right on the butt. I caught up with her, I said, you look so fine. I swear to God, I wish you was mine. She said, hey, boy, you're Spoonie G. That's right, honey, how do you know me? She said, Spoonie G, you're all the same. And everybody who disco, I know your name. I said, come on, baby, it's not too far. We're going to take a little walk to my car. I said, we got to the car, then we sat in the seat. And then the box was rocking to the funky beat. And then I looked at her and pushed the seat back. Turned off a box and put on my 8-track. And then I started rapping without no pause, because my mind was just getting in those joints. And then I got in the straw, we started doing to the beat. I started doing like this, started doing the freak. Yeah, shit, y'all, a freak, freak, y'all. Because I'm from C. Spoonie G. I want to be known as a metropolitan of a microphone. Because I'm a man's threat and I'm a woman's pet. And I'm known as the man's joy. And I'm a man who fights on the microphone and who all the people enjoy, y'all. Yeah, shit, y'all, a freak, freak, y'all. And don't stop, I keep on. See, I was banking and a freaking at a disco place. I met a fine girl, she had a pretty face. And then she took me home, you say, the very same night. The girl was on and she was out of sight. And then I got the girl for 3 hours straight. But I had to go to work, so I couldn't be late. I said,
yo, this is the Mecca Dog, CEO Smooth, and you're on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RASKASS, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew, from now till infinity. We on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy.
Film type. MJ. MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy Payne putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Taking Steel Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This is your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Counter, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Yeah, Die For Radio. You listening to the number one blog talk radio station on the planet, man. I don't keep it 100. I keep it 1,000, man. 100 times 10. We just got off the phone with the legendary Spoonie G. Man, that was a beautiful situation right there. If y'all out there in New York, y'all make sure y'all go check that brother out, man. January 28th at the Mason Hall. It's going down, man. You know what I mean? You better bow down in the presence of greatness. You know what I'm saying? So we took it to the East, and now we're about to take it back to the West. And that's where I'm from. You know what I mean? Linwood, California representative all motherfucking day. You know what I mean? And I love where the fuck I'm from. And we're going to goddamn bring my big homie, man, my big OG, South Central Cartel Zone, Big Prodigy, man. We got Big Prodigy in the building, man. What's up, OG? How you feeling?
Man, I'm chilling, Pimp. You know, everything good.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I like that, you know, because that's the movement right there. That's the label, you know what I mean? Hood Good Entertainment, right?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
In gas we trust. In gas we trust. You hear me? So, yeah, definitely, man. It's a pleasure having you, you know what I mean, taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you goddamn still grinding. You ain't stopped. You ain't missed a step. You know, we watch. People watching, man. A lot of people be watching silently. They see what the fuck going on. They ain't going to say nothing. They just seeing what the fuck going on, man. But fans like us and true purchasers and connoisseurs and producers and artists, we respect the craft and we respect what y'all done for this game, man. Because y'all put South Central on the map. Because what y'all came at the NWA. You know what I'm saying?
So right at, right off, NBA? Right on the bootstraps. Hell yeah. Right on the bootstraps.
Absolutely. So what was the motivation, you know, for y'all to get in the studio aside from NWS, aside from the, you know, growing up, you know what I'm saying, in the inner city, man, dealing with all the shit that you dealt with coming up in a rough city?
I mean, originally, far as me, as I go rapping-wise, man, you know, I go back to the East Coast, you know what I mean, to the cats on the East, you know, the LLs, the Run DMCs, the Sugar Hills, even your boy you just had on, Spoonie G, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I go back to, I was listening to that.
Mm.
You know, when NWA kicked off, it was just like, damn, this is home. This is the shit that I'm going through right now. You know what I mean? So they get home, but just far as hip hop in general, of course, you know, you got to salute the East.
That's
necessary. You know,
absolutely, you got to pay homage, you know, to where it all started. You know, I mean,
of course,
on the West Coast, we was doing our thing. You know, but.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
we had our cats. I ain't trying to keep those, you know, miss some cats, but, you know, we had the Wrecking Crew. We had, what's them cats, Rock Berry. We had our cats, you know. We had
the cats that
was doing it, but it just was a different form of hip-hop over here. It was like that club shit, you know what I mean, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You had a couple of cats that was like, you know, you had Ice-T over here, you know, like the early shit, though, before I start hearing Ice-T, you know what I'm saying? Before
yes, sir,
I start hearing the cats from over here. It was some New York shit going on. It was like the straight-up hardcore hip-hop shit. Big Daddy Kane, you know, niggas that was spitting. It was like some different shit going on over there. And I don't know.
East Coast, who would you say influenced you coming out the East Coast the most?
Man, you know it was Rakim, man. Like Rakim, dude. Like I was a fucking fiend. Before I became a fiend. You feel me?
Okay.
Straight
okay.
Up.
Definitely.
I was on Rakim, man.
Because y'all being signed to Def Jam was like, that was crazy, you know what I mean? Because Def Jam really didn't too much fuck with too many West Coast artists around that time. You know what I mean? Correct me if I'm wrong. You know.
Correct.
But
I think
we
was the first West Coast, I'm thinking, on Def Jam. If I'm not wrong, I think I'm right.
You are.
When we got in there, when we was already signed, I know J.O. was over there, too. But I don't know if J.O. was already there or if we was there a little bit before him. But I know J.O. was with Run DMC.
JMJ.
He was with Jam Master J. He was with him. So I don't know how that worked out. But I know we was there first, as far as I know. And J.O. was right there, too. So it's either or. But then that was it. That was it. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. And we rep that. I still rep that, you know what I mean, to the fullest. Because, you know what I mean, California, that's my home, man. Like I said, born and raised in Linwood, California, man. You know, on that Mixmaster Spade, that Toddy T, you know, that King T. You know, that's the shit
I'm
telling
you,
man.
That's the shit that sparked it, though. Like, you know what I mean? We was, like, rapping. I was already rapping during that era when all them cats was coming out. I was a little young cat out there trying to do it. You feel me? But I got influenced by all of that. King T was another monster, man. King T was sick. He is sick. I think King T don't get enough props, man, for real. King
That's
T
right.
was a motherfucker to me, for real. I used to play the hell out of King T shit, man. You know, and it's, I mean, of course, man, we can go on and on. There's a lot of people that you don't hear that don't get that recognition that they should get that was cracking.
Right.
That was cracking. You know, I was listening to MC8 and them way back, you know, way before they was real popular. I mean, on the street level, I was listening to it. You know Toddy T. Of course, you just mentioned Toddy T and Spade. I mean, come on, man. If you was in the hood doing good, you was banging those fired up mixtapes. You know what I mean? You was banging them
tapes.
That's
right.
That's real
right.
shit. And I had all
I
that.
I still got that blue tape. I still got that blue tape. You know what I mean? That Count the Most Wanted blue, the cassette tape.
I had that too. I used to go to the Rhodium Swap Meet and get all that shit. Man, I used to be up there. I used to go there. I used to get that shit. So, man, I mean, it's way back in the day. Oh, my.
Man,
and I go watch them niggas. I go to them shows and watch them niggas. I'd be standing in that crowd like, damn, I wish I was up there. You know, I'd be at them fucking clubs trying to get in, trying to get on. I used to be at Islam House, you know, Ice-T producer, trying to get on. I used to be fucking with Johnny Rivers way back, trying to get on. We talking way back in the day.
Wow. So how did South Central Cartel form, man? You know, because I know you the head of the whole shit. You know what I mean? You handpicked everybody. You know what I mean? You got to have a hand in everything.
I pretty much, me and Hav, man, me and Havoc, the mouthpiece, the cat, you know, the talking cat. We was, doing the damn thing. We was doing the Havoc and Prodigy thing, man, and we was knocking on doors. We was kicking on doors. You feel me? And I was like, man, something. I start feeling the energy. Like, you know, when you get to that point where you know some shit finna happen, you just know it. You just get that feeling like, man, it's finna crack. And I start feeling like, man, this shit finna happen because we just, the music sounded lovely. We getting hella response and feedback. And I'm like, you know what, man, I got a whole bunch of homies. Because, you know, me and LV both from the east side, and LV used to be walking through the hood singing, man, and I used to be like, this motherfucker can blow. You know, and, and one day I told LV, I'm like, dude, man, I rap, homie, and when I get on, I'm putting you on. This some hood shit way back in the day, and I'm doing other shit at the time, you feel me? I'm on some other stuff at the time, but... You know, we in the hood, and the boy singing, he was singing one of them Stevie Wonder songs, Part-Time Lover.
Okay.
Killing it on him, just standing out, blowing. Anyway, I'm like, dude, I'm putting you on, homie, as soon as I get it in. Me and Havoc kicking these doors, man, and I just start feeling like something was finna crack, and I decided, you know what, man, I'm going to go and grab all of the homies that I did some kind of music with, because I had a musical experience with each member before the cartel. You know, LV would sing on certain joints when it was just me flowing. And me and my cousin Havoc the Rhyme Son used to rap together when he was, like, real young. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, you know, so I just went and got them all. Started the group. I'm like, okay, we're going to kick the dough down together, all of us. So we got the group, started doing that SEC music, and it happened kind of fast after that. We got, you know, we did an album. We was going to put this album out ourselves, but we got a deal before we could even put it out. But, of course, West Coast was, like, killing the game at the time. Like, we was coming into our own. NWA had knocked the ceiling off, you feel me?
Right.
So, you know, it was just that time. It was just perfect time, man, for, you know, cats to come in. And because, you know, we was representing South Central, and then, you know, they had the Compton. It was that kind of movement going on, and that energy, man, it just kicked off.
Okay.
You know, SEC came right on the heels of NWA, not trying to be an NWA, but, you know, you can, of course, you can compare it. You know, you can compare it to the NWA thing because we were basically talking kind of like the same thing. Maybe we got a little bit more, you know, a little bit more rough at times with it.
Yep.
But, you know, that's where it comes from, man. It's all the same spirit, you know, just telling what's going on in the streets, you know, and letting niggas
that's
know
it.
There's not no joke out here.
It's not, man. You shit, man. South Central is a motherfucker, man. Yeah, motherfucker better
man.
Know.
For only real,
the strong survive out there, man. You know, because like I said, I grew up in Linwood. You know what I mean? But that don't compare to South Central. I mean, I can't even put that in the same sentence as South Central. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I know.
I say,
know,
man,
so
you got some thick shit. They got some sick shit in every city. You feel me?
Right. That's right.
You know,
that's right.
In every city. South Central at the time was off the chain, though.
Yeah.
At that particular time, it was nuts. It was nuts.
So LV originated from y'all, and then he branched out and did, you know, the collaboration with Coolio. Is that accurate? And
exactly.
Then
LV was a part of the cartel. Like, I brought him in, to the FCC. So he was singing on the FCC joints, you know. Early, the first joints, the first album, LV was there. He on the first album. Second album he owned. But when we got the Def Jam deal, Coolio's boy Paul Stewart took an interest in LV. But LV was with us. So he would come to the studio every damn day. And eventually, and LV was already trying to get something cracking on his own, you know, because LV wanted to do other things. And that's how he ended up with Paul Stewart, and Paul Stewart hooked him up, you know, the Coolio thing, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's history right there. So from that point, you know, he blew up on his own. But LV is an original South Central Cartel member.
Wow.
It's just when LV was, like, cracking, he didn't really too much claim it like that. You know, he didn't claim it that, you know, like I wanted. I wish he would have did it a little more. But he came from us, man, and he'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like if I started from Wu-Tang or I started from Alcoholics or whatever, like Exhibit, prime example, he always give it up to the Liquid crew. You know what I mean? Because King T is the, and without King T, there ain't no fucking Exhibit. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly.
I mean, it is what it is, man. Y'all legacy still strong. No matter what, and you know, the real know what the fuck y'all did, and like I said, I'm 37 years old, man, and I'm still a fan, and I'm blessed to have you on this platform right now and be able to talk to you and have your time, you know what I'm saying, and you be able to, you know, share your experiences, man, your game, you know what I'm saying, your knowledge. That means a lot to us over here, you know what I mean, because ain't no other prodigy. I mean, this one on the East Coast. But the one I can relate to is the one from South Central Cartel. I listen to both of y'all, but I'm from Cali, so of course I'm gonna be partial, you know, to the mouthpiece and Big Prodigy. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I got some music right here in front of me, and I got a lot more questions, man, that I want to get into with you before, you know, you get up out of here, because I know, you know, you're a busy man. You want to enjoy your night. But I want to get this music out to the people, and I want to make sure I cover everything so everybody knows who the fuck I got on this line right now and understand the magnitude of this situation right now. Because this is fucking huge right now. So you tell
it's
me
all
I got
good. I'm
here. Yes, sir. I got It's All Hood. I got Lights Out, and I got the same G. Tell me, man, what the people need to hear right now.
Oh, man, South Central Cartel, that Lights Out, man.
And tell the people about that.
Man, that's not like brand new, but it's kind of recent, man. And, you know, we did that joint, you know what I mean? We was about to try to spark back off with some new SCC things, man. And we did that joint, and it was just sick, homie. And we never really got to pop it out there, you know what I mean? But I just want people to hear, you know what I mean, that joint, because, man, that's, man, because everybody that heard it loved it, and I feel like people need to hear that. You feel what I'm saying? That's just some sick SEC shit. That's all I can say. That's some sick SEC shit right there. But doing what we do,
that?
We always have done. That's me and Havoc the Rhyme Son on that joint.
Man, let's get into it, man. Got that SCC, Lights Out, man, live on Die 4 Radio. This is the Drodian Show, and I'm your host, Sneak Raw Steve.
Chill, gangsta shit, nigga, cartel gang. Big time, right, have one time, we in this shit, nigga. Straight hood, official, here we go, nigga, here we go. Come and get it, nigga, we won't run. Dubs on the latch, Chuck D's on stars. Man up, yo, fuck around, get your cap undone.
since roll low, we gang bang. Cuz look, we grimy thugs. Khakis off the ass when we mash in clubs. Straight gangsta. Semi tuck, nigga, yo, I'm with that. True look, hood official, watch me lean that. Oh, 6-4 with them hump humps. Spin your block, holla, nigga, where you from, punk? SCC, roll up, good, good. Riding dirty on the grind in your hood. Yeah, nigga, drink and talk shit. And I'm known to back it up, motherfucker, eat a dick.
Blue chucks, niggas wanna roll like these. Niggas trying to bang like these. Motherfuckers talk shit, there's a finna catch these. Back to block, hurt them, turn the lights out. Roll the window, get a pull, I'm still piped out. It's the fucking cartel, homie, lights out. These motherfuckers don't respect me from the night out. It's that gangbang shit, get slept to it. Seen a door open, locust straight step through it. Major minor, niggas get wet to it. But the cartel couldn't get a death to it. Nigga, straight time spin over. You keep rapping about your ice and Range Rover. A straight soldier, where the fucking hood at? I'm official like a nigga from the project. The hood is fat, the niggas I'm infected. Separated fake ass cheese and dissected. Ain't no mercy, ain't no love. G's been on the streets, how we lose the buzz. Got a homie, gotta take the rest of me. This time we gotta feed the streets like food stamps, bitch. Niggas switching to the soul and coast. But no, we ball who's good if we on the coast. Whoa.
Blue
chucks,
niggas wanna roll like
these.
Niggas
trying
to bang like
these.
Motherfuckers
talk
shit,
niggas
finna catch these.
Hit the block, hold them, turn the lights out. Roll the window, get a pull, I'm still pipes out. It's the fucking cartel, homie, lights out. These motherfuckers don't respect me for the night out.
In the gutter lane, drop 6-4. Me and half one dipping south central. Homies wanna know where them G's been. Out the game where they locked in the damn pen.
Nah, nigga, we were in the lab banging. Representing West to the fullest, maintaining. Block to block on the move, dropping trauma. The West need niggas like you need mama.
Getting bomber cause the streets been leaking. A lot of these so-called thugs should stop speaking. Try to do it like the G's, but they weaken. It's all about the cartel boys and G's speaking.
On the grind, Big Willie causing hood strokes. Dropping gangsta, crawling slow like some old folks. Bully few, nigga, rep your hood, bitch. One thug, one love, eat a dick, snitch.
Hit the block, hold him, turn the lights out. Roll the window, get a pull, I'm still piped out. It's the fucking cartel, hold me lights out. These motherfuckers don't respect me for the night out.
Triple OG, man, South Central Cartel's own, man, the general, big prodigy in the motherfucking building, man. That right there is a banger, man. Salute, man. Lights out. I was fucking with that right there. Y'all make sure y'all fuck with my family, man. South Central Cartel, man. One of the first West Coast groups signed to the successful Def Jam recording imprint. You know what I mean? And that says a lot, you know what I mean? Because during that time, you know, we wasn't really getting no love like that out there in
not
the East
at all,
so,
huh?
Not at all, big bruh. So y'all, man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy to be talking to you, and it's crazy to think back, you know, because I'm reminiscing, and it's like, man, y'all brothers, like, left a legacy, and y'all brothers are still going strong and still doing y'all thing and still goddamn giving the people what they need to hear. You know what I mean? We got a call on the line right now. Let me see who we got on the line, man. 239-673. Who we got on the line?
Hello?
Who we speaking to?
Who we speaking
to? Sneak Rothstein. You live on Die 4 Radio.
Yeah,
with the legendary Big Prodigy, man, from South Central Cartel. Who that? Who we speaking with? Tell her he gets connection. We, you know, we're going to come back to him. But, yeah, man, definitely.
Yeah.
I was really
said that
joint
though.
Right there. Let me see. Let me go back to him.
I think that was Gonzo.
His car dropped. We're getting back on the line. And
for sure.
Let me see what I got a couple more questions for you, and definitely gonna need a drop from you. And I want to do a word association with you before I get you up out of here. And you know we're gonna be connected behind the scenes, man. Cause man, I'm fucking with you, man. Yes, sir. Let me see what I got right here, man. Get into this word association. And like I said, with the word association, I throw some words out there, and you let me know what's the first. You say the first thing that comes to your mind, and you know we're gonna go on from there. So I'm gonna start off with SCC.
Man, OGs, original gangster.
Def Jam.
Man, Trendsetters, man. One of the dopest labels, probably the OGest label to ever touch. You feel me? That's like history right there. What else can you say?
California.
Man, the home of that real G-Funk. Real niggas, real riders, bad bitches, all that shit.
Okay. Hood Good.
Man, Big Prodigy. In the nutshell.
Okay. I got a couple more. I see you guys, so I'm gonna come to you, fam. Death Row.
Man, Death Row set it off, homie. Trendsetters. They started some shit that ain't gonna never be gone. Snoop Dogg. Tupac. I don't even gotta say nothing else.
That's right. N.W.A.
Man. What's the word for N.W.A., homie? You know what I mean? Originators? To me, N.W.A. is what you call legends. You know, we call a lot of cats legends, but those cats right there, that's it, man. That's the stick we all taking our swag from right now, even to this day. You know what I mean? So N.W.A.,
right.
Legends, homie. For real, though. Look what Dr. Dre
okay.
doing. You feel me?
Crazy. Let me see. I got
crazy.
A couple more. Dr. Dre.
Man. Number one. That's all
and
I can say, man.
Trust. Classic. Spice One.
Man. Whew. East Bay Gangster.
Okay. I got one more for you. Havoc the Rhyme Son.
And have it to rhyme son, man. My tag team partner, homie. Dope.
There it is, man. And before you get up out of here, OG, can you please give me a Die For Radio drop?
Trust and believe. It's your boy, Big Prodigy, a.k.a. Mr. Hood Good from the South Central Cartel Gang. You know I'm dealing and dodging with my homeboys over there at Die For. You know what I mean? Let me do that over. That's a little corny. Let me do that over. Put that one in the blooper section. All right. Yo, what up? This your boy, Big Prodigy, South Central Cartel Gang. You know I'm chilling with my homeboys on Die For Radio. If you ain't banging that, you ain't doing nothing. Holla.
That's what it is, man. Thank you once again, OG, for your time. If you could give out your Twitter information or your social network information, you know, for those that want to connect with you, that'd be much appreciated. I'm going to be hollering at you on the back line, man.
Real talk. My Twitter is Mr. Hood Good. You know, my Twitter is Mr. Hood Good. My Facebook is Prodigy Hood. So, you know, Prodigy Hood, Facebook, Mr. Hood Good, Twitter. Holler at your boy.
There it is, man. Man, like I said, once again, man, much love. And you know, much support. You know, we're going to support every goddamn thing you're doing over here at Die For Radio and hold you down, man. You know what I mean? You send that shit up here, we're going to play it.
Yeah, man. That's real, real appreciated right there.
Absolutely,
you know, we ain't getting a whole bunch of that real out here. So, you know, you got to keep that real. The ones that still pushing the line with that, man, it's all love.
Okay, most definitely. Thank you once again. And, man, look forward to speaking with you in the future, man, for real.
All right, for sure. Tell Gonzo I said what it do.
Matter of fact, I'm going to get him on the line right now, man. Hey, Zo, you there, fam?
What it do, man?
What's you already good, know, man. Sorry for keeping you waiting, what's man. You know, what's good with you?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm on my way to my little stepdaughter, basketball game tonight, you know what I mean? The championship, we whooping ass, you know what I mean? Yeah, but what up, P? What up, Prodigy?
Man, chilling, my nigga. You know what it is? Shit, over here at this studio, knocking on some doors.
Like
trying to get some of that
like
shit.
That.
Trying to get some of those big giant faces. You dig?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Do y'all thing, Pippin. I just wanted to holler
and
say what's up with it.
Man, I appreciate that, my nigga. South Central love, man. Shout out to the whole South Central cartel, man. Legends in the game, you know what I mean? Trendsetters, nigga put they chucks in the door for a nigga, you know what I mean?
Yada.
Hold the door open for a nigga, you know?
Man, already,
that's right,
man. That's what it do. Man, I was banging that caution record the other day. I had to throw that in there. That's my shit.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Make sure y'all check me out on that and me, you know, me and my nigga Kato and Sale, you feel me? On that Grand Theft Auto, man. Turn that shit on, you know, West Coast Classic Station. I know all y'all kids fucking with that Grand Theft Auto and shit, nigga. Do it right. Turn that caution on, nigga.
Man, that's what it is right there. All right, Pimps, man,
yes,
I'm on.
All right, take care, OG.
All right, y'all.
Peace.
Peace, my neck.
Hey, Gonzo, tell us about this new pull-up record, man. That shit right there is crazy, man. Hey, by the way, good to have you, man. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties earlier. I couldn't hear you clearly, you know what I mean? And I had a different number for you, you know what I'm saying? So I had to make sure I had the right number.
I think it was my bad, man. I had my motherfucking Wi-Fi speaker hooked up in the car to my cell phone accidentally,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know, so it was, like, probably coming out crazy and shit. So it's all good, man, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But tell us about this record.
What a pull-up. Just, you know. I'm not no, you know, all these other niggas, I don't know how they make their music, man, but, you know, I don't know, and this shit was just basically, niggas, you know, I had just got a new motherfucking car, and, you know, niggas just be always talking that shit around the city, everybody a boss on their face, but when you pull up, I just be killing, man, I just, like, really kill niggas, you feel me, it ain't like, I got the murder niggas, you feel me? The niggas be mad, but the bitches, they, nigga, guns out. So I hop out, nigga, like, what out? You feel me? And nigga always got a banger on me. So, you know, niggas turn into rappers then. Oh, nigga, got whatever. You feel me? Because niggas, no, nigga, they weird. You feel me? So that's what it is. Like, niggas, you know.
Exactly, man. We're going to definitely get more in depth with you. We're going to definitely get more in depth with you, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a pleasure and an honor having you in the building. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, taking time. Like I tell all my guests, man, it takes time out of your day, you know what I'm saying, to be on platforms like this. And it means a lot to us because you don't have to do it. You know what I mean? And we appreciate it to the fullest, man, you know, because you've been doing your thing. Shit, goddamn, since what? Goddamn, when did Caution come out, man? Like, what, 90? You know what I mean? So
90, Caution came out October 17, 95. That's when the single first hit the motherfucking radio. Like, nigga Cube walked the
listen to 9.3 Kelton Radio. All y'all niggas that really LA motherfucker, y'all remember Theo? He really got it crazy, you know. And that's when we came on scene, man.
I remember that. Let's get into this pull up. You know what I mean? We're going to get more in depth. We're man with the big homie Gonzo, man. Live on Doc 4 Radio, Sneak Rawstein. This is the Drodia Show.
Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what the Louis do? Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what?
Fill my body up when we toastin'. Violence have been explosive. We balanced and been reclusive. The silence to law enforcement. Chalice defined torches. Palace designed fortress. Chariot candy painted. Propelled by 9 horses. Pimpin' the Ben corporate. Bitches beyond gorgeous. This is vicious material. San Quentin and Lorden. Back when shit was important. Back when niggas imported. Sacrificing the sacred and half these niggas informing. Send a picture to slaughter. Versace soaked in your vomit. They slapped the folks with them charges. And now they poking and prying, trying to broke a consignment, but all your rodents is dying. That's why the hood in the air, that's why them bullets is flying. Your conversation is Nathan, my congregation in line. Commits to whooping your ass, exaggerating in line. Your mind is full of hate, you're lucky to be alive. The jungle was full of animals, hungry and unkind.
Niggas hating, so I kill them when I pull up. Bitches love me, so I hop out, what up? Detained with me, smoking pillow, cigarello. And we hate it, we ain't tripping, niggas weirdo. Niggas hating, so I kill them when I pull up. Bitches love me, so I hop out, what up? Detained with me, smoking pillow, cigarello. And we hate it, we ain't tripping, niggas weirdo.
Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what the Louis do? Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love.
Fill my body up when we toastin'. Life is a violent ocean. Despite the revolving circus, we gravitate to the circle. Lavishly with a purpose. It's sad to be feeling worthless. Insanity, mind searching. Randomly cloud surfing. Breaking swishes and yoking my wood grain. Stroking my bitch vagina. Soaking my leather. I gotta open whatever state I'm smoking. I'm blowing kush. I'm focused. Reality coming closer. My marijuana is kosher. My life is a roller coaster. Siphon a gram of coca. Striking the Maserati while pricing the Tesla. Rosa and nigga, I've been a soldier since Michaels and penny loafers. Slicing, bending corners, hydraulics, Daytonas. And this inside me, menace to my society. Gunshots, bitches pop, assholes and mollies. And I'm entirely fresh, can't deny me. Harrison Ross is where they view
niggas
the body.
Niggas hate, so I kill them when I pull up. Bitches love me, so I hop out, what up? The team with me smoking pillows, cigarello. And we hate it, we ain't tripping, niggas weirdo. Niggas hating, so I kill them when I pull up. Bitches love me, so I hop out, what up? Detained with me, smoking pillow, cigarello. And we hate it, we ain't tripping, niggas weirdo.
Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what the Louis do? Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what the Louis do?
Yeah, man. Die 4 Radio, Sneak Rawstein live in the building, man, with my big bro, man, Gonzo live in the building. That's that heat right there. I fuck with that right there. Who produced that?
Man, my nigga, Nako in France, he produced that. No,
I can barely hear you. My G.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's going in and out. Yeah, there we go.
Hold up. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. All
right, my nigga Nako produced that. He over there in Hungary. No, excuse me, Finland. He in Finland.
Wow.
Nako Beats, okay. Man. Go follow him on Twitter, Nako Beats.
Man, so tell the people, man, for those that don't know, that's probably been living under a rock, you know what I mean, and not in the know, who Gonzo is. Cause I know who the fuck you are, but you know, tell the people that's listening to who you are, bro.
Man, first off, Gonzo is a nigga represent the underground. You feel me? So I'm not in the rush to spend my motherfucking money to let you motherfuckers know who I am. You feel me? If you don't know who I am, then that's probably better for me. You feel me? Cause the nigga's still out here. You feel me?
That's right.
You know, I represent the underground. I'm from a group called Caution.
that Ice Cube put out, you know what I mean? I was embraced by Tupac, you know, from everybody, from Ice-T to motherfucking Snoop Dogg to Dr. Dre to Big Pun, to Fat Joe. I mean, shout out to my nigga Mickey Benson and them over there. You feel me? Like, nigga, everybody, you know, I've even chopped game and hung out, nigga, and done songs. Well, a song with my nigga Big L, rest in peace, fucking around over there with Fat Joe, with Big Pun and them over there at D&D, at the D&D studio in New York. But I'm saying, just a West Coast nigga from South Central, caution, that's probably hard to fathom. A lot of niggas don't know that, you feel me? Shout out to my nigga OC, all them my niggas. Shout out to my nigga Alchemist, which is from L.A., but I'm saying, this is like how deep the game go, you know, and I'm happy to be an underground nigga that could still, you feel me, be me, you feel me? And
that's right.
And you know, my booty hole's still tight. A lot of these niggas lose booty-ass niggas, you feel me? I ain't gonna call no, you know, niggas lose booty, you know, hella yes man-ass nigga, you feel me? Nigga, I'm still me, like, nigga, you know what I mean? So, you know, my
mama
still love me, man.
Wow, man. Yo, take us back to 1995.
You feel me? Mustafa shit, nigga. On some Mustafa shit. Nigga, some real nigga shit. Like, nigga, you know, yeah.
Take us back to 95, man. You know what I mean? If you can. I know the memories is so vivid, but, you know, it happened so fast. Cause I know you was like 16. When you goddamn signed with Lynch Mob Records, man. Take us back to that time, man. How did that feel? You know what I mean? What went on during that time?
Man, I mean, you could imagine. I was playing football, bro. You feel me? Hella good at it. You feel me? Been playing football since I was 8. You feel me? You from the Crenshaw District, nigga, you know how serious football is. You go to football in Pop Warner or the demos or, you know, whatever it is you play for, the L.A. Sheriffs or whatever it is, and then you go on to these high school organizations where football is serious. Well, you know, I was serious. Niggas go, you know, me and my niggas was on the front of Sports Illustrated, like, you know, Keyshawn Johnson, and, you know, just, I could name these motherfucking players that niggas was sparring. Nigga, we all know each other, and it was just so happened. I was the nigga that, you know, started fucking with the rapping shit by accident. The motherfucker, my nigga Sale, he went to my school at Dorsey High School and shit. He was older than me. And the nigga was in a group called Caution. Caution used to be 5 niggas, you feel me? Winning talent shows, dancing and all type of shit. Like way back when ABC and all them motherfuckers was performing, like way back. So when I got a motherfucking group, I was in the 10th grade, and I was a popular nigga around the school. So, you know, me and this nigga end up hooking up on some fluke shit. He like, nigga, you rap? I'm like, you know, yeah, I rap, but I didn't rap, nigga. I just played football and fuck with the bitches. So I ended up, he like, nigga, come to the studio on Saturday. So we go to the studio, right there on Crenshaw, motherfucking homeland, and write a rap for this song. So I write a rap for the song and shit, and at the time, Caution was doing a demo deal. Their group was doing a demo deal for Capitol Records. So the song ended up being that song with Cypress Hill on it, with that South Central like. And they put it on the end of their mixtape. So Cube heard that song. No, one of the niggas from Caution, he lived like around USC. Cube was shooting this movie called fucking, it was called Higher Learning, with Busta Rhymes, all these motherfuckers in it.
Right.
So, The nigga from Caution ran up on the trailer and shit, and nigga, this one tapes was out. Nigga, CDs wasn't out yet. Nigga, this one tapes was out, nigga. Feel me? All you young motherfuckers. So he ran up on the trailer, nigga, with a, you feel me, with a tape, nigga.
Yeah.
And gave the nigga the tape, right? So, you know, he gave the nigga the tape, and we didn't think nothing of it. 6 months later, the nigga called, like, you know, mind you, these niggas had a whole demo tape, like 8 or 9 songs in front of this one song that I was on. So he was like, nigga, whoever on the last song, that's who I want the group to be when he called back. And I happened to be on the last song. And that's how, you know, the other three niggas, man, I ain't never heard from them niggas. We even went to school with a couple of them. It was bad for them. But that's how the business, you know, that was my first dose of the business.
So you the chosen
you
one,
know
basically.
I mean?
You know what I mean? You was chosen.
I mean, that's like, you know, just humbly speaking, if it was just me and you on the phone, I'd say, yeah, you feel me? But, it, you know, when I answer that, oh, shit, baby, hit the lawn. When I say, yeah, you can go up, hold on, you can go up in there, baby. I'm going to come in there. Let me finish this. Save me a seat. Like, nigga, she gets spit fouls, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Tupac, you know what I mean? Tupac handpicked you too, though. You know what I'm saying? So you got Ice Cube and Tupac. So, I mean, I hear you saying
I'm a humble ass nigga. I see,
but come on, real niggas recognize and see what you're doing.
I'm eating good, though. I'm eating good.
Yeah.
I'm eating good. Nigga, I live in the hills. Nigga, I got to, you know, I'm living on a few acres. I own some shit. I drive nice cars. I play with cash. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm doing what these other niggas don't or can't. But
right.
At the same time, I don't have to rub it in their face. You feel me? Like, and
right.
You know, I go to the range. I got, you know, a wide gun collection. So, but I'm just not these other niggas. I'm not trying to antagonize motherfuckers not to like me because I made, you know, some wise investments in being quiet about the shit. You feel me?
Right.
It's just different.
That's right, man. So how did it feel, you know, having Tupac, you know what I mean, handpick you? Because you were supposed to be one of the outlaw members, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, you know, them is my niggas. You feel me? Always going to be family. You feel me? But when it comes to the business, when you say one of the outlaw members, you labeling shit down as the group and who was signed on paperwork and all that. But when it comes to the philosophy of Pac and how I look at them niggas, they would always be family. You feel me? I got outlaw tatted on me. You know what I mean? So I really, you know, I respect how the fans look at it. Has broke down into sections as who's on the video, who's on the record. But all that shit is influenced by who's in the budget. That's not, you know, the denominator of the love you got for a nigga and the bond that, you know, I learned a lot of shit and it curved my life at that point. So when I put the tat on my body, it wasn't about trying to get on the next fucking album or even anticipating Pac's death, nigga. It was, you know, confessing that, nigga, that was the turning point of when I seen shit differently in the game, you know, to where, you know, it was just, it was candy coated up until that point. You know, nigga,
okay,
had
a
choice. You know, I had a choice to make at that point because I seen shit for what it really was, and it wasn't like a nigga just kept me around. He sat me down and told me, nigga, this is what's finna happen. This is blah blah blah. So, you know, that was my, you know, I was like, nigga, I'm an outlaw for life just because now this is my whole philosophy of the game. And it was the truth. You know what I mean?
Definitely, man. Man, take us back to the Death Row days, man. You know, if you can give us your most memorable time in that era, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you was in the studio, man. You was in the grind. You was out
right there
with them. You know what I mean? Can you speak on that to the people?
I mean, you know, my memorable Death Row day or days, you know, was, of course, the times we was on the All Eyes on Me tour with Tupac.
Okay.
But a day that I could just say that blew my mind, and it's funny because me and Suge was just together the other day, you feel me, a few days ago. And this up to him. Like, it was a day we just had got into Cleveland, and everybody was going to wear jerseys. So we went to the mall and hit the Foot Locker in the mall, and it was a regular Foot Locker before we went in. But when we left out, that shit was like we had looted that motherfucker. Of course, niggas paid for everything, but the shells was just, I mean, you imagine 80 motherfucking niggas coming in the Foot Locker, nigga, all different shapes
wow.
and sizes. You know, that type of shit.
Wow.
But, you know, Death Row Days was intense, you feel me, because it really showed me early that this shit, you know, you could really do some shit. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Looking back, not only can you do some shit, but it's so many motherfuckers that had shortcomings because of it. You feel me? So it's really not about what you could do. It's about, you know, planning your entrance as well as your exit. Like, I think you should plan your exit first because, you know, it's about longevity, right? Or is it just about balling for a few years, nigga, and dying or going to prison or whatever else that's at a high percentage of taking us out the game and out the money situation. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's easy to get the money for us now. We know how to get that. But, nigga, now how can we survive it? And I don't really think,
right.
you know, besides a nigga keep, you know, nigga keeping his booty hole tight and saying, nigga, you know what I mean? Nigga, all these niggas is, man, it's a lot of niggas. No, no disrespect to gay people, but it's a lot of dudes who in this game who, you know, are not superior in their life. Let's just put it like that. Motherfuckers is doing shit to them. And then they getting on Instagram and going to the club with 50 niggas and poking they jawbone out like they tough. But it's really not that. You feel me? And you know, it's shit crazy, man. Shit is
man.
Really, it's really, really, really crazy. All these niggas pumping iron, nigga had a little wife beater on Instagram, homosexual. You know what I mean? Straight up. On my mind.
Damn,
you know what I mean?
Man. Hey, so how did
banging the hood
how did
that thing like nigga straight banging the hood, nigga, you know, red or blue rag, whatever you want to call, nigga just straight extras with it. All the videos, extras, nigga just, you know, getting their booty played with. Just
yep.
to be in the limelight, you feel me? And that's what
yep.
I want niggas to know. Like, if you, it's probably best that you do it on your own, because if not, somebody going to want to play with your butt. Period, nigga. and that's, you know, for real, though.
And they doing it, though.
I mean, come on, man. It don't have to be physically. It could be with your mind. And, nigga, you know, it's a whole lot of ways, but... Right now, you know, with all these 360 deals and you know, the perception of what rap should be nowadays, you know what I mean? It's one big trap. And, you know, it's probably better to do it on your own. That's all I'm saying.
That's it. And that's what you've done, because you came with that Blockwise Entertainment. And, you know what I mean? I want you to talk about that, man, because I want to say... you didn't goddamn author some books, right? You know, a couple books or a book, you know what I mean? Can you speak about that? A children's book, I want to say, I read that, you know what I mean, you put out not too long ago, right?
Well, the children's book, that shit came out when I was in the sixth grade. I wrote that, you feel me? I won a contest in California,
right.
You feel me? And, The winner of the contest got to write this short children's book, and I won it, you know what I mean? But, you know, that was just something that you probably...
Yo, you still there? You still there, fam? Damn, I want to say... Yo, Dazzo,
Yo.
Yeah, I lost you for a minute there. I lost you. Yeah, you there. You there. We didn't catch that.
My bad. Yeah, I'm saying I won a fucking a contest in the sixth grade to write that book. And, you know, that was just the point to where it's the idea that I was good at writing the children's book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, man. Let me see. Shit, man, I'm looking at the time right now. I don't want to keep you too long, man. I know you got shit to do, man. So I'm going to get into a couple more questions. And then, of course, I got that word association, man. I do that with every guest. And, of course,
right.
I'm going to need a Gonzo drop. And, man, it's no question we're going to connect behind the scenes, man. You know what I'm saying? God willing, you know what I mean? I'm able to, you know, come to Cali because I'm a California goddamn. I'm out here in GA, but I'm moving back to Cali. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely
right.
will look forward to goddamn fucking with you, man, and, you know, supporting the movement, man, because goddamn been fucking with you goddamn since the 90s, my nigga. You know what I mean? I'm a 70s baby, raised
right.
in the 80s, and I'm stuck in the 90s. So I know that good music,
man,
my nigga.
I feel that.
And you've been doing your thing for a minute. So let me see. I got a couple more questions. And like I said, I'm going to let you enjoy your night, man. Who influenced you, man? Like, what artist influenced Gonzo, you know what I'm saying, to get on that mic? Because I heard that Kurt Cobain shit you did, bruh. Are you kidding
right,
me?
Right.
That shit.
Right.
What?
Man. See, look, man, I'm glad niggas like you appreciate it, man. Don't just put a nigga in a box, you know what I mean? Just because I come from South Central, nigga, and bang the turf, nigga. Like, I'm just, you know, gonna rap about khakis and chucks all motherfucking day, nigga. Fuck out of here. But,
right.
You know, I mean, it's like that, nigga. Like, we come from that, nigga, but don't just leave me there, nigga. Like, come on, my nigga. I'm in the Ferraris now, nigga, and square footage, nigga. You know what I mean? Chandeliers and you know. we can get into it, but I want to put some more shit in the kids' brain because, you know, we terrorized them enough, nigga, and we polluted them enough, and we minimized them enough by just talking about shit that wasn't worth a motherfucking penny.
That's
when,
right.
When it comes down to that, you feel me? Like, nigga want to really help, you really want to inspire some motherfuckers, start talking about some motherfucking money because that's all you're doing is igniting a spark in their brain, you feel me? And once the motherfuckers start glorifying something that's on a, you know, for echelon, then they going to start reaching for that. But if we keep on, you know, glorifying this bullshit, I mean, it's man, it's going to take some years, but niggas will get it pretty soon, you feel me? Nobody wants to be broke, feel me? Nobody wants to
that's right.
listen to, you know, I mean, we ain't going to start preaching, but yeah.
Now, I know what you're saying, man. When can we hear some new Caution music, man? Because, you know, y'all left us hanging, man. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. We need that. Hip-hop needs that, man, right now.
First off, bro, I appreciate you, but we ain't leaving niggas hanging, man. We was like, we was victims of the system, bro. Again.
A nigga could have been,
you could have had 6 or 7 Caution albums by now, nigga, if I was willing to, you know, say yes to handing over my manhood or saying, nigga, I'm going to work for minimum wages but give you plastic material.
Oh, I can dig it. Damn.
Respect, man.
Yo, we having technical difficulties right now, man. Yo, Zoe, you still there?
You hear me?
Get them back on. Yo, 917-283. I'm going to get Gonzo back on the line in a minute. What's up, New York? Holla at your boy. What's going on, man?
That charging ass sneak was shaking, bro.
Man, got the legendary Gonzo in the building, man, of the goddamn Caution, man. Blockwise, ENT in the motherfucking building, man. Outlaws in this motherfucker. What's happening, bro?
Word, man. Definitely shout out to Gonzo. He got bars. And, I mean, it's some real shit right now, man. He dropping some jewels on you. You need to soak that shit up because he's saying the real shit, especially with the industry. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, give back. And I respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed, man. Yo, guys, are you still there with us, fam?
Yo, I'm right here, man.
There we go, man. I hear your phone goddamn going into the Matrix and shit, man. I mean, it might be, you know what I mean, something going on, man. Where Neo at? Neo, goddamn, Morpheus.
Man, if y'all buy y'all motherfucking computers or buy y'all motherfucking Google Maps, man, I'm in La Jolla, California, man. Probably late for the second quarter of my basketball.
Okay.
I'm in the hills and the canyons trying to keep it together, you know what I mean? Balancing both acts of Gonzo and Stepdaddy at the same time, you gotta be?
That's what's up, man.
I can dig it. Let's get into this word association, and please give us a drop before you get up out of here, man. We're going to let you enjoy your night. Let's get into the word association first, and I do that with every artist that comes to my show, man. I throw a phrase or a word out there, and you say the first thing that comes to your mind. So I'm going to start off Lakers.
Before you start off, man, let me say this, man. Everybody, man, go smoke you a motherfucking joint or a blunt, man, and reflect on your life, man. You know what I mean? And if, you know, just go do that. You feel me? For me. Just go do
that's
that.
That's right.
Man. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, I'm doing it right now. You know what I mean? I'm doing it right now, my nigga. So I'm with you. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Let's get into it, man. Los Angeles Lakers.
Man, over with. Need a new coach. Matter of fact, need a new general manager. You feel me? Killing Kobe's career. Finna make my nigga end on a bad note. Not going to get another run in the next 4 or 5 years. Lost.
Okay.
I'm a Clippers fan now. Next question.
I got 9 more for you. Okay, Tupac.
My nigga, you know what I mean, legend, missed every day, you feel me, teacher, musical genius, West Coast foundation, you know, bigger than Elvis, bigger than motherfucking, you know, no disrespect, but to me, bigger than Bob Marley, you know what I mean?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you really put the numbers up to it, like, I love Bob. Bob put me in a peaceful place. Peaceful place, but Pac puts me in more of a thoughtful war zone and more compatible with the society that we in today. You feel me? So
sure.
I find myself listening to more Pac and then Bob to calm me down.
Yes, sir. Let me see. I got 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 8 more for you. One Nation.
We fell short.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. Caution.
The foundation. You know what I mean? The blanket was pulled from over my eyes. The starting point. Can't wait to put out the new project.
We waiting on that, too. Let me see. I got a couple more for you, big bro. Ice Cube.
The big homie. Thanks for putting me
on.
There
it is.
Innovator.
Let me see. That's a good one.
Rich nigga. Super rich nigga. Mega rich nigga. Movie rich nigga. I want some of that money, nigga.
Let me see. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 more for you, big bro. Lynch Mob Records.
Ain't over with. New chapters. Silence is golden. And, you know, nigga, you know, that's all I can say.
Okay.
I'm laughing right now. Let's see.
Yes, sir. Couple more. Los Angeles.
The home place, you know, the math, the rules, the cloth that I'm cut from, you know, the etch and sketch, the living room.
Okay. Couple more. Blockwise ENT.
Meat and potatoes.
There it is. Okay, two more. Suge Knight.
The homie.
All right, last but not least, man, the motherfucking world-class West Coast.
The foundation, you know what I mean, what I represent, you know what I mean, and what I'm proud of.
There it is. And please give us a drop before you get up out of here. If you could shout out Die For Radio for me. And I see I got a last-minute caller. We're going to get into that caller for you. I know you got to get up out of here. We're going to let this caller holler at you. But if you could do that drop. We'll get into the caller, then we'll let you enjoy your night, big bro, for real.
It's all good. Yeah, yeah, what up? It's your nigga, man, Gonzo. You're tuned in to Die For Radio right now, you know what I mean? Do not turn the dial, you know what I mean? Square up, nigga, or kill yourself.
There it is, man, Blockwise ENT, man. 717-836. You live on Die For Radio, man, with the big homie Gonzo, man. Blockwise ENT. Who you speaking to?
What's good, my G? You already? It's the Dutchies in the building. What's up, my G?
What's happening?
Everything's green. I'm in Delaware in Iron Curtain Studio. My dude Radamaz, my engineer originally, and you know we just wanted to call and show support to the show. You already, you know, shout out to, is Spoony still in the building?
Nah, we got Gonzo right now, man, in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Gonzo.
California's on.
What's up, buddy?
What up?
It's a pleasure to speak to you. I'm sorry I'm so late. I know Sneak going to get at me. You already when you recording that thing. So I just wanted to take a few minutes. I thought it was Spoony, but, you know, it's a pleasure to speak to you as well. I was good with you.
Man, I'm out here, Allie, with my blue jeans on and a nice pink Gucci.
You dig?
Top to bottom, you know what I mean? Finna go take my woman and my mama out. And fuck off about $5,000 on some bottles for him and make him feel like Michelle Obama around this motherfucker. Hello? Yeah.
That's what's up, I see. I'm glad to know that Mother's Day you thinking about your lady and your mom. That's what's Gucci. So, you know, celebrate that and salute you. Make sure you do that.
That's what's up, man. Dutchess, thank you for the call, baby. Gonzo, thank you for your time, OG. You already know, man, I'm going to be connecting with you on the back line, man. I done jotted your number down, locked it in my phone. So, you know, we ain't going to be strangers, man. I appreciate you, man, for taking time out your day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And, man, it's a blessing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let's goddamn work together, and we're going to push everything, you know what I'm saying, that you come out with. And I want to throw this out there, man. I'm looking for that Gonzo Corrupt album, man. So whenever that he's ready to drop,
hello,
I'm gonna be waiting. Hello? I'm gonna be waiting in line for that right there, man. You know.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
hello.
Here. Yeah. All right,
man. Yeah, my bad, man. My bad.
Okay. We're gonna let you enjoy your night, man. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Like I said, I'm waiting on that Gonzo Corrupt album to drop. You know what I mean? I'll be waiting,
man,
in line at goddamn Tower Records to go get that.
Gonzo, you got a fucking budget for that or something? Where you hear that at?
We need that, man, because you know what I mean? You spitting them bars, man. Corrupt spitting them bars. It's only right for that
okay
to happen.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm
hey,
saying?
You know what? I'm about to take that little sound bite right there and go get $1 million. I'm glad you just said that.
Get it. For sure, man.
Oh,
thank you for your time. For real, thank you for your time.
Right,
man, I'm going to definitely be hitting you, fam. For sure, man. One love.
All right, man. I love y'all. Die For Radio.
Yes, sir, man. Yeah. Hey, y'all better pull up. Let's get into this new Gonzo again, man. Pull up.
Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what the Louis do? Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what the
Fill my body up when we toastin'. Violence have been explosive. We balanced and been reclusive. The silence to law enforcement. Chalice defined torches. Palace designed fortress. Chariot candy painted. Propelled by nine horses. Pimpin' the Ben corporate. Bitches beyond gorgeous. This is vicious material. San Quentin and Lorden. Back when shit was important. Back when niggas imported. Sacrificing the sacred and half these niggas informing. Send a picture to slaughter. Versace soaked in your vomit. They slapped the folks with them charges. And now they poking and prying. Trying to broke a consignment. But all your rodents is dying. That's why the hood in the air. That's why them bullets is flying. Your conversation is Nathan. My congregation in line. Commit to whooping your ass. Exaggerating in line. Your mind is full of hate. You're lucky to be alive. The jungle was full of animals. Hungry and unkind.
Niggas hating, so I kill them when I pull up. Bitches love me, so I hop out. What up? Detained with me, smoking pillows, cigarillos. And we hate it, we ain't tripping. Niggas widows. Niggas hating, so I kill them when I pull up. Bitches love me, so I hop out. What up? Detained with me, smoking pillows, cigarillos. And we hate it, we ain't tripping. Niggas widows.
Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what the Louis do? Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what the
fill my body up when we toastin'. Life is a violent ocean. Despite the revolving circus, we gravitate to the circle. Lavishly with a purpose. It's sad to be feeling worthless. Insanity, mind searching. Randomly cloud surfing. Breaking swishes and yoking my wood grain. Stroking my bitch vagina. Soaking my leather. I gotta open whatever state. I'm smoking, I'm blowing kush. I'm focused. Reality coming closer. My marijuana is kosher. My life is a roller coaster. Stifling a gram of coca. Striking the Maserati while pricing the Tesla. Rosa and nigga, I've been a soldier since Michaels and penny loafers, slicing, bending corners, hydraulics, Daytonas, and it's inside me, menace to my society, gunshots, bitches pop, assholes and mollies, and I'm entirely fresh, can't deny me, Harrison Ross is where they view
niggas
the body,
hating, so I kill them when I pull up,
bitches love me so I hop out, what up, the team with me smoking pillows, cigarillos, and we hate it, we ain't tripping, niggas widows. Niggas hating, so I kill them when I pull up. Bitches love me, so I hop out. What up? Team with me, smoking pillow, cigarello. And we hate it, we ain't tripping. Niggas widows.
Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what the Louis do? Every time niggas see me, it's a funeral. Chain on glow, ice love, what the Louis do?
Die for radio. Sneak Rothstein live in the building, man. You already know I'm here every Saturday night from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m., man. Rock out with your boy, man. Shout out to everybody that called in, everybody that support this movement, man. And I got to, you know, take time out to shout out the big homie Todd Davis, man. I'll be fucking crazy to not shout him out. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Todd Davis. Big shout out to the Hype Magazine. All my peoples over there, the whole Hype Magazine staff, man. I appreciate everybody for fucking with us right now. It means a lot to us, you know what I mean? Keep supporting the movement. Of course, you know, I'm Sneak Rothstein. I'm a CEO of the world-famous Drodians. You can check me out at Drodians.com, and that's Drodians. You know what I mean? A lot of projects over there you could download for free. Of course, I got my first ever LP for sale. You know what I mean? You could go over there and pick that up. There's some bangers on there right now. And I ain't stopping, man. I'm going to keep working, keep grinding, and, you know, keep networking, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about staying hungry. It's all about giving back. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, you know, staying on your grind, you know, because if you stop, you goddamn giving up. And I'm not going to never stop. You know what I mean? I'm a product of this shit. Born in the 70s, raised in the 80s, and I'm stuck in the 90s, and I love hip-hop music. Let's go to the phone lines right now, man. I see a caller right now, 470-328. Live on Die 4 Radio. Who are you speaking to?
What's up? It's that nigga Dad. What's cracking like?
DA to the Z. What's up, homie?
What's up? What's cracking like? What's going on?
Man, good to have you in the building, man. We've been goddamn waiting for this goddamn... You know what I mean? Call for the longest,
yeah,
man, but it's better late than never. You know what I mean? Thank you.
Yeah. Sure, man.
Most definitely. Cause we had Slim Calhoun not too long ago, and we was banging out that joint you did with him. And, man, that's motherfucking fire, man. And, of course, you know, you got that album, Weed Money. You know what I'm saying? Everybody make sure y'all go pick that up. You know what I'm saying? That's available. Exactly. You know what I mean? That shit fire. You know what I mean? We loving that right there, man. It's an absolute pleasure having you, my nigga, because I know you be busy as fuck, you know, grinding. You ain't never stopped. You know what I'm saying? So, man, big fan of your work. You got to. You know what I mean? And, hey, Slim Cutter spoke really, really highly of you. Of course, Yeah, man, because, I mean, you got that royalty in the bloodline, man, coming from the goddamn Chronic era, goddamn Snoop Dogg, rest in peace, Uncle Junebug, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
I just like to help. No. I don't want to be in this rap shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not selfish. I know shit like that. I like to give back and help a lot of people. You know, I can't make you a star. You got to make yourself a star, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to put you in effect and let you see the work tactics and let you see how to get out, and you can take that on, because when we ain't here, what you going to do? And you learn something out of pressure.
Right.
Up to do what you do, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, it's our turn, you know what I'm saying? Fuck these companies, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just doing it independent, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I try to spread. I've been doing it for years.
Yep, exactly. We were just talking to Gonzo about that, man. It was crazy. It's crazy that you called, you know, because he was speaking about the Death Row days, you know what I mean? And you know, all that history. You know, so it's, man, God works in mysterious ways, man. Like I said, because I jumped at the opportunity. I said, man, my nigga DAZ for the call. I can't wait to talk to my man, because I'm a loyal fan and a loyal supporter of whatever the fuck you dropping, whatever my niggas is dropping. Corrupt, goddamn Superfly.
Yeah, just like you said.
You know what I'm saying?
Born in the 70s, raised in the 80s, brought a good night.
Yeah. That's right, man. Let's get into this shit you did with, Slim Calhoun, man, I don't give a fuck. Who produced that? Talk to the people about that?
This is my little homie right here named Trippy Keys. You know, I got him signed. You know what I'm saying? He's like my son, you know what I'm saying? And named Trippy Keys, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of 808 beats and bad of them. And this is Weed Money off the Weed Money album featuring Slim Calhoun. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Man, you heard it first. You heard it first on Die 4 Radio, man. The honorable, the legendary Daz Dilly and the nickel.
Yeah. That nigga Daz from the dog pan. Slim Calhoun, Dungeon Family. Gangsta motherfucking CJ.
What a nigga might do, what a nigga might say, I don't know, it's this. Nigga come get a whip. See, we don't play, nigga, I don't give a fuck. What a bitch might do, what a bitch might say, nigga, she can get the dick. Yeah, bitch, I'm rich. Yeah, I'm the shit, bitch.
Yeah, I'm that nigga that they all talk about. Problem with a nigga, I'm the first to call him out. Real nigga shit, I'm the first to bomb, so you never will know what a nigga might do.
Say a beast in the streets, I'm a beast on the
I'ma ride till I die, fuck, holler about PC. I've been around the world, ain't nothing like my city.
Yeah, I made a lot of money, now these bitches fucking with me.
Nigga, stay in your lane, I've been the same motherfucker, I ain't never gon' change. I'm on top of my game, but at the same time, I can get a little insane. Don't talk shit, nigga, unless you really, really bad it. Run up on me, bitch, nigga, I dat it. Go hard, everything, when the bullets start to scatter.
When I cock it on back, when you hit.
I don't give a fuck, what a nigga might do, what a nigga might say, all I know is this. Nigga come get a whip, see we don't play, nigga I don't give a fuck. What a bitch might do, what a bitch might say, nigga she can get the dick. Yeah bitch I'm rich, yeah I'm the shit.
Got the motherfucking packages moving in, man, you already know we don't give a fuck. We gotta get it in, man, by the cargo. About 250 million pounds of chronic right there. Straight cut. You already know. Canister. Yeah. It's gonna be a good year this year.
I don't give a fuck what a nigga might do. Fuck what you say. Boy, a nigga fool. Play with that K, tell that bitch. Everything cool, but we don't pay. I'm focused on my fettuccine, so I need that cake. Cushed up so my mind right. Push button, my ride night. Superstar shit, limelight, and I'm strapped up so my nine fight. Work clean, my nine right. It's 36 for that 36. Got a line on that better shit.
Got a line on that better shit.
Don't give a fuck what a nigga might do, what a nigga might say, all I know is this. Nigga come get a whip. See, we don't play, nigga, I don't give a fuck. What a bitch might do, what a bitch might say, nigga, she can get the dick. Yeah, bitch, I'm rich. Yeah, I'm the shit, bitch.
I'm the motherfucking man, come smoke with the bat. Nigga, from the west, ain't selling it for less. Hood pass, I can go anywhere, nigga. Loud shots, I can make the bullets all hit you. When dad silly talk, the whole hood listen. When money on my mind, I might start tripping. See, I don't give a fuck about your bitches or you niggas. And I'm cool to the house, let them niggas deal with ya. Mind like a boss, I come from the sun. Street smart, nigga, give a fuck where you from. Bang out, chopper with a 100-round drum. Hard in the paint, niggas showing no love. Niggas wanna get it when it blast, when it run. Niggas wanna need, I'm a motherfucking plug. I'm all in your motherfucking face like blood. That nigga dad, what's up? I don't give a fuck what a nigga might do, what a nigga might say. I don't know if it's this. Nigga, come get a whip. See, we don't play, nigga, I don't give a fuck what a bitch might do, what a bitch might say. Nigga, she can get the dick. Yeah, bitch, I'm rich. Yeah, I'm the shit, bitch.
Get it. Red and blue, Mike Green, nigga. Yeah. Who started that shit, nigga?
West Coast, nigga.
Get it. Clack, 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 clack.
Man, shout out to my nigga Mitchie Slick, man, out there at 6-5 San Diego. J.O. Felony, my cousin Damu out there, man. We got Daz Dilly in the motherfucking building, man. It's a pleasure having Big Bro call in. Hey, Big Bro, can we get a shout out, man? Give us a drop before you get up out of here. I know time is of the essence, you know what I'm saying? So it's a pleasure having you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Die For Radio. If you can shout out Die For Radio. You know what I mean?
All right.
And any pertinent information, much appreciated. But we're going to get you back on another show ASAP.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? It's that nigga Daz right here, Die Folk Radio, because we die for this music. You hear me? Gangsta shit all through your system, all through your veins, all through your body, your mind, your soul. And this is what we die for on Die Folk Radio, you bitch, you. It's that nigga Diz-Ass right here, Funky Flesh in the Flesh, in your ear hole. Yeah.
Ooh, Lasky, where you at? Lasky, I see you. Dar Lasky in the building. What's up, fam?
Dar 4, Daz Dilly, what's up with you, my G? Appreciate you coming along and blessing us, you know what I'm saying, here on Dar 4 Radio.
Oh, yeah, anytime, brother. You know, glad to be a part of it.
I got a quick question. Before we let you go, I just hopped on the line. I'm actually finishing up this LP in the studio. But, and so I don't know if this question was asked, but I got to ask, you know, you don't see a lot of groups in hip-hop anymore, whether it's two people or four people or five people, whatever it is. What do you think your guys' success was as a group? Because when I grew up, it was Snoop Dogg and the Dog Pound. I mean, y'all was the Dog Pound. So,
shit. You know, not being selfish.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, you guys were the dynamic duo. There's no, you know, there was nobody like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, and bringing that success, I just had to ask. Yeah, that's dope, you know. And you guys had a hell of a team, so salute to you, salute to hip-hop, salute to one of my favorite producers of all time, man.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Most Dev, man. And hey, we're going to support everything you do, Daz. Real talk, man. We bridge the gap. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers, man, they ain't up on a lot of shit that we play, so we educate a lot of cats, man. You know, our slogan here is do the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? We want to educate. And, you know, put a lot of youngsters.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. You know what I mean? Yes, sir, man. Thank you for your time.
Lesson, man. You hear me?
That's it. That's it, man. Thank you for your time. Thank you for calling me. I know you got to focus on that road. You know, we don't want to let you go. But, you know, we don't want nothing to happen to you. We want you to focus on that road. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got one more caller for you to go. 717-836. You got something to say to DAZ?
Hello?
It must be in the background. Don't even worry about it. They ain't paying attention. But, man, like I said, thank you once again. And we're going to definitely connect on the back phone, man. Thank you, man. Much love to you, man. Legacy, my nigga. DPG in the building. Yes, sir. Much love to you,
Radio. All the time.
Let's get it.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. When
with my third eye unlocked. I can see clearly on wake up conscious. They can hear me now. Already know I'm coming. Just play my position. Only get in with knowledge and lyrical admission. Gotta make them understand I'm a limited edition. And I'ma go hard without they permission. Duchess on a whole nother level. Listen, I figured I was shepherded up since I was in the kitchen. I'm the chosen one. Supposed to have in case I didn't mention. The middle of the ring, nothing but space and opportunity. Protected by the force. It's nothing you can do to me. Noodled, in it for the long haul, whole kick a boodle. I'm about to go all in, I ain't got no friends or pop the piston. Fuck a 9-to-5, nigga, I came here to glisten. Feeling the actions, I'm heavy on the mentions. Green leaves, everything is always my intention. No, from the beginning, I left for a minute, but now I'm back. Somebody dropped the key to success in my lap. Now how many phases must I go through? And how much talent do I gotta show you before you start believing in the movement? Follow Dutch 6-1-2-3, what the fuck are you doing? Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Nah, I don't got a choice, for me it's ride or die. Or Kelly got me believing that a bitch can fly. And big girls ain't supposed to. Hey, you don't think I'm the hottest in these streets, bitch. You in denial. I rep NYCBX poster child. I know success is ahead. I'm just coasting now. And my rhymes cause catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina. Attitude like a pity. It's a little bit meaner while I'm drooling from the mouth. I'm hungry, son. Hope you ain't tired of Dutch, cause I just begun. I'm a different type of chick. Real arrogant. Gemini, 6'12", and don't take no shit. The gods call me a queen. They see the boss in me. I'm elevating from the earth, so the shine's deserved. It's such the magnificent, I do it so innocent. Drop these jewels, that's written for your benefit. Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them
hands up high. See, my family life is okay, but built off some gentle lies. One reason for the love, the second to not jeopardize. What was at stake had taken place through some selfish eyes. One man's mistake was another man's chance to rise. I felt the love, it seemed something was always missing. Either my mind was twisted or I knew something was worth suspicion. I scratched the surface, played it off as a superstition. It came to my attention, read those words they forgot to mention. I didn't press the issue and went about my business right. Wondered if the issues that my pops losing sleep at night. If he ever thought I was really gonna be alright. But under a park bench, I guess it's hard to see the light. Digging the issues, I'm different from the others and it's hard to excuse. They think they know me but they really have no clue. I made it in my shoes, tell me what would you do? A father dead and a mother that hates you. I hit the road, a rolling stone with my face too. A vicious circle cause my pops can relate to. Every word I said is just a part of this game, true. So every choice from bad to worse was like my first breath of fresh air to excite my lungs and inhale this curse. Expand my dream to a bit of scene as a crazy teen. How fast it seems that my life could end. But please, wasting time was just a part of my past. And I'm past the point of no return like a Taliban blast. And my past only dictates this route that I chase. So this path that I've chosen is not a part of my fate. And I learned it on my own, living life without a home. After all alone, hoping for a break in the storm. But no hope for this storm, that's the people's lives that's torn. A family apart, need I say anymore? I struggle with anger, plenty thought I'd lose it. Made the choice on me, fuck it, I'm just abusing. For many years I felt like I was on my own. I guess that's the way it goes, cause Papa was a rolling stone. Yeah, 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 come on.
Yeah.
it is, man. You better goddamn tune in and get tuned the fuck out, man. Die for Radio. Sneak Rothstein. I stay in the building every Saturday night, 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Check the replay. Started off with the legendary Spoony G in the motherfucking building, man. That shit was crazy, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know what I mean? I got a little starstruck, but you know what I mean? I'm a human being, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that motherfucker Spoony G, that motherfucker laid the foundation amongst the other forefathers of this hip-hop shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was good to talk to him and be in the same motherfucking room as him, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? He came through and blessed us. Of course, Gonzo came through and blessed us. Shit was crazy, man. You know what I mean? It's, love is love, man. I love it, you know? And, man, Daz, D-A-Z, that's Snoop Dogg cousin, for those that don't know. He came through and blessed us and showed us that love. You know what I'm saying? So, man, at the end of the day, we're going to keep that music popping. We're going to give you what you need to hear. You know what I'm saying? That real good, feel-good music. Shout out to my peoples out there, NY, man. Dirty Silo, I see you, man. Slick the Don, I motherfucking see you, man. My future business generals, I see you, man. My nigga Ro, rest in peace, Stack Bundles, Cheeks Drugs. I see you out there, my coke boys. Yo, what's up with y'all niggas, man? Holla at your boy. Real talk, man. French Montana, you know what it is, my nigga. It's my niggas out there, man. I'm a Cali dude, but I got reach. I fucks with the real, man, and the real fuck with me. So at the end of the day, you fuck with me, I fucks with you. You know what I'm saying? We goddamn keep this shit circulating, man. It don't stop. It's bigger than music. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? The music is just a common denominator. But when you build that relationship with people, that makes it bigger than music. You understand me? Let's get into this Mr. Raw right now, man. Shout out to my nigga Mr. Raw, man. I plays it all, my nigga. I feel like a warrior right now. You hear me?
At night, man, you hear like the warriors come in? This could be it.
What's that?
War. You hear him singing and shit?
Take this war to the street, better known as the battlefield. A squad of epidemic like crack, a nigga we kill. NEMC, a nigga with MV. Rounds gon' spit into the clip MD. I just beat a stink case, nigga, don't tempt me. Cause I had to park outside the crib in the M3. We move like warriors, ready to rock. Ride through all you haters' blocks, pop down like Hanukkah tops. Warriors are strong will, nigga, never fragile. It won't think.
Yo, I can't forget my nigga from South Central Cartel, man. I'm sorry about that, man. Shout out to my nigga Big Prodigy from South Central Cartel, one of the first West Coast groups signed to Def Jam Recordings. You better do your history. Do the knowledge. You know what I mean? I had him on, too. So I had my man Big Prodigy from South Central Cartel. Shout out to Havoc. Don't get that confused with Prodigy and Havoc from Mobb Deep. Of course, I had, man, my nigga Gonzo. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Daz Dilly came through and showed that motherfucking love, man. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Daz, man, I don't know what to tell y'all, man. What the fuck y'all want me to do? What the fuck do I need to do to show y'all motherfuckers what the fuck we doing over here, man? Shit don't stop. Real talk. Spoony G, Gonzo, Prodigy from South Central Cartel. Huh? Daz Dilly? Gonzo? The fuck out of here, man.
At night, man, you hear like the warriors come in? This could be it.
What's that?
War. You hear him singing and shit?
Take this
war to the street, better known as a battlefield. A squad of epidemic like crack, a nigga we kill. NEMC, a nigga with MV. Rounds gon' spit into the clip MV. I just be the stink case, nigga, don't tempt me. Cause I had to park outside the crib in the M3. We move like warriors, ready to rock. Ride through all you haters blocks, pop y'all like Hanukkah tops. Warriors, a strong will, nigga, never fragile. It won't think twice about letting off in the battle. Destroyer like Conan, OG like my old man. But instead of swords, Glock in my nigga's hand. And rolling 10 deep in the black cargo vans, ready to pop on you niggas like snakes out of cans.
I'm not the one to test, so nigga, try your best. Cause I relieve stress, it's like Elliot Ness. Doing your flesh, make your chest need cardiac arrest. And all that dumb shit that you talking, I'm not impressed. Somebody messing with the British call me, ladies adore me. And other niggas can't hold my style, see they ignore me. By nature I'm naughty, but my name ain't Trek. I'm a certified breadwinner, come on, place your bets. I get at your up and coming, and erase your vest. With a complete workout, without breaking a sweat. And to make it more intense, I just increase the set. Cause once you fucking with it, boy, that's just how real it gets. Cause I'm a family man, I ain't with it like handing me handed. When the heat to my hand, I'm the black Yosemite Sam. Part of the plan, I ain't punk, part of the band. Part of me, man, the race from the gaze, the part of the hand.
Yo, what click is you in? Cause I'm stepping in with the union. Cats so slick, they face will be black and blue. We strapping gas in the back of the Buick. Packing dudes with the tools, it ain't no slap like Patrick Ewing. It's been long, so you know we overcoming the storm. I even got the song's title tattooed on my arm. It's a never-ending fight, so my fists stay balled up. And when it's battle time, best believe I've shown up. Keep the toes close, so I'm serving niggas breakfast. A hole in the chest, I'll leave a nigga breathless. Let a few shots off, and cats say I'm reckless. Now I'm just making sure these faggots respect us. All my niggas, it's time to crawl out the trenches, break the barriers, and tear down the fences. Got a shorty to ride, my warrior princess. We in the hood near you, nigga, check the fences.
Out. Good. Don't tune in, you get tuned out. But the motion is going to keep on going. This train ain't motherfucking stopping, boy. Every Saturday, of course, every Tuesday, every Thursday, and every
on deck, 5FC, Black Moon on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
This is Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dia. Holding it down, Dipo Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipo Radio.
Hey, yo, yo, check it out, yo. This is the Glock Cocker, the Block, the Fly Locker. Smoother, Hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, Sex, Money, and Guns, nigga, you heard them. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dia Ransky. Dig? Dipo Radio, you know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man, y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Dipo Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, alright? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Dipo Radio.
Hey, yo, this Russ B. Jerks, you already know what crime it is. Dipo Radio, tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. It's your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O, Skyzoo, live on the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Dipo Radio. Let's get to it, baby. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy DeFarai, West Coast Kings, Liquid Aficionado. You know what I mean? West up always. West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Maul, Mac Maul on Die 4 Radio. This is what it is.
Yo, check this out. Bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die 4 Radio, so do not leave this apparatus.
Yeah. Sleek Rothstein, baby. You already know the name, man. It's SEEKROTHSTEIN. Die 4 Radio. That's DIE 4, the number 4 radio. And it's die4productions.com with an S. Dyer Lansky, that's the CEO. D-I-A-R Lansky. A-L-N-S-K-Y. You know what I mean? Sneak Ross into the building, man. I'm feeling real good right now. It's like 10:45 p.m. East Coast time. Beautiful show, beautiful situation. I'm energized right now. It's good to talk to like-minded individuals. It's good to be in the circle of greatness. And it's good to be alive. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the right side of the grass. I'm amongst the living. You know, rest in peace to all my soldiers, man, all my family that passed away. Everybody's not here in the physical. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? I think about y'all all the time. Some of y'all I got tatted in the flesh on my arm. You know what I mean? Y'all are not forgotten. You know? So, but I live, y'all living through me, you know? And thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for being here. Thank you for, you know, inspiring me and, you know, being a part of my life, man. But, yeah, right now, man, Die 4 Radio is what it is. We're in OT Bowl right now. It's 10:46 p.m. You already know, man. Shout out to my ATL people. Shout out to Privé Nightclub, man. It was popping last night, man. That's P-R-E-V-A-E. DJ Cash, man. The Haitian Prince. Shout out to Big Tigger. Doing his motherfucking thing out here in Atlanta. You know what I mean? Shout out, like I said, shout out to Hype Magazine, but without Die 4 Radio, man, I don't know where the fuck y'all would be at. Die 4 Radio is where it's at. Sneak Rothstein is where it's at. Drodians is where it's at. Man, Gonzo came through, show love, man. Spoonie G came through and show love. Big Prodigy came through and show love. Daz Dilly came through and showed love. I mean, I don't know what to tell y'all. It is what it is. Y'all motherfuckers can hate all you want to, but you can't stop a high-speed moving train. You'd be a fool to jump in the way of a high-speed moving train because you're going to get ran over. Because you got me, and I got the Drodian movement. You know what I'm saying? Drodians.com, man. I'm the CEO of that shit, man. Irie 2012, Sneak Rothstein, Drodian Fury, Killer Ron, Hijack, Raul Duke, Awen Kim. And then you put that together with the Die 4 movement, Die 4 Radio, Die 4 Production, Die 4 Conglomerate. The fuck out of here, man. Them motherfuckers ain't stopping what the fuck we doing, dog. Real talk. Even if you stand in the way, you can't stop it, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Spoonie G. That was a monumental interview because he don't really grant interviews to many people. So it was a pleasure to be able to talk to him. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie, I got a little starstruck, you know what I'm saying? But I was still maintained, and I still stayed, you know what I'm saying, on my motherfucking path. Shout out to everybody that was shooting them questions in. Shout out to my callers. Shout out to my listeners. Shout out to the sponsors, the supporters. Shout out to everybody that fucked with this Die 4 shit. It means a lot. You know what I mean? Everybody that called in, that's what's up. You know, even if you don't call in, we still gonna rock out. We still gonna do our thing. I want y'all to know that, man. You know what I'm saying? But without y'all, there's no us. You know what I'm saying? Because without no listeners, there's no radio station. There's no blog talk station. There's no music. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people don't consume and buy music, but listening still says something about you. If you give us a listen and you're checking it out, you know what I mean? You know it's hot. You know what the fuck we dropping is heat because these numbers is crazy over here, man. Shout out to Mafia Radio. Big shout out to Justify. Shout out to Bamman ENT. Buddy Boy ENT. Big shout out to AwenKim.com, KillerRon.com, On5ish.com.
Make sure y'all go get that Uncontrollable Substance, man. It's re-released. You need to go pick that up. That's available right now. Shout out to Jay Soul. Shout out to JR. Shout out to motherfucking Mad 4, man. Get better, my nigga. You know what I mean? You already know we love you. You know what I'm saying? We want to see you goddamn back on your shit. Shout out to Bugatti out there, man, doing his motherfucking thing. Real talk. Boo Capone. Man, shit popping, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it moving. We ain't going to stop. You know? When you stop, somebody else going to knock you out your position and goddamn take your motherfucking spot. You know what I mean? Stay hungry, stay grind. Like my big brother Black C say. Black C said, no matter how many albums he sells, no matter how good or bad he does, he's still going to put out music. And he's been doing this since 92. Black C. Moving by law, Black C. You know what I'm saying? Mystical, Atlantic Records, Rapper Forte, Andre Nicotina, Too Short, E40. You know what I'm saying? So no matter how good or bad you do, stay on it, man. Stay on your path, man. Stay grinding. Stay doing what you love. Don't get caught up in the money, because the money will catch you up and make you think, you know, that you can make a million, you know what I'm saying, or... You know what I'm saying? Don't, just don't let that blind you. That's my whole point. I ain't trying to get on no fucking pedestal and, you know what I'm saying, preach to y'all. I'm just speaking what I know and what I've seen and what I've been through. That's it. You know what I mean? Real recognize real, man. I know that's cliche, but real niggas fuck real. You know, I hate to say that word, but it is what it is. You know, people can recognize when you're on some bullshit. A lot of people gravitate, right now it's crazy in the industry because a lot of people gravitate towards this bullshit music. But it's bigger than us, you know what I'm saying? When people got money, they can put money behind that bullshit, you know, that trap music. Not saying all the trap music is bullshit, but come on, man. Atlanta is pretty much running hip-hop right now. I mean, I'm in Atlanta and I hear it. You know what I'm saying? New York, I listen to New York radio stations. I listen to Ohio radio stations, California radio stations, Canadian radio stations. And it's like that trap music is running shit, you know? Shout out to Young Jeezy. Shout out to T.I. Shout out to, you know, all my Atlanta folks out here, man. Real talk, doing their thing. 2 Chainz, big shout out to y'all, man. You know, it's nothing against y'all, man. It's the DJs. We're going to blame the DJs. I'm not trying to get on a rant right now, but I'm just calling it how I see it, you know? And I'm an old school cat, born in the 70s, raised in the 80s, stuck in the 90s. Born in the 70s, stuck in the 80s. I'm sorry, born in the 70s, raised in the 80s, stuck in the 90s. Born in the 70s, raised in the 80s, stuck in the 90s. 90s hip-hop is just where it's at. You listen to Die 4 Radio, that's what you're going to hear, man. You're going to hear that classic golden era hip-hop. Real talk, man. And I can't say it enough. Big shout to Big Bud Dialansky for bringing forth this platform to y'all and giving me a voice to speak to y'all, man. Real talk. But at the end of the day, man, move on up, better your situation. Shout out to my big bro, man, out there in Alabama, man. Big J, hold your head up. You know what I'm saying? The situation going to get better. You know what I mean? Real talk, I love you. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for you, man. Bruh, Big A, Snoop, you know what I mean? Not the Snoop Dogg, but Snoop. That's my peoples right there, man. I fucks with y'all, man. Let's move on. Yeah, check, 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 check,
seems like a motion pick player, boss shit. Bitch, your magic dime, why? Green in the pocket. Love money, go for the honey. Shiny and sunny, nose all running. But still, ain't no surrounded by hoes. Hair done, nails done, everything did. Come on, hoes. Got to screw up cousins, got them busting off my game. Hit the top of my chain. I'm saying, I'm the man, I ain't playing, I'm real. About to spit with no simple, y'all know the deal. My perm long as extension. I can retire and live off this pension. I feel. Bentley got a patent grill. House bigger than a football field, but still hanging up. Need more, I can't deal. My backhand's
stacking that dough. Gucci, Chanel, Louis and Prada. See me fly like a scholar. Answer facts, lose where you at. I told her hit that corner and we could see anywhere on the map, and that was that. We putting paint where it ain't doing what others paint. Got him ready to faint like Jesus came back. Call me conductor when I'm on this lame track. Patrolling in my Cadillac, 9 million, yeah, I'm holding that. Henny problem arrived, we don't dead that. Superfly Cody Mac, smoking on a 100 stack. Stacks in the back, with the speakers vibrate my back. Just me and Gentleman Jack and my bitches running the track, you heard me? Yeah, respecting and checking, matriculating, and stackulating, and calculating. Yo, this is Janky D, and right now you live in the mix with my partner Sneak Rothstein on Die 4 Radio. And yo, Sneak, I'll make you a star, fam.
Yeah, this is Biggie Rothstein. Right now you live in the mix with my homeboy Sneak Rothstein. Hey, yo, Sneak, good looking out, fam. Brooklyn, I got you. California, stand up. I'm going back, you know what I mean? Big shout out to the whole fam and everybody tuning in right now. Word up, straight up and down, man. It's still Brooklyn all day. You hear me? Biggie Rothstein.
We have to talk about the struggle of black people, not only in the United States, but in the world today. And how he becomes part and parcel of that struggle. How we move on so that our people will survive America.
Yo, Premier, show 'em how to survive. I was born in the crosshairs without a pot to piss in. When niggas get smoked over Jordans and they pippin'. Welcome to California, nah, it ain't cold as New York. But life is a bitch out here, words are too short. Whack was the shooter, so we called him Tony Kukoc. Gangbangin' had us addicted like it was Newports. Whoever thought that it was spread like petroleum. Now BP Connect got us praying to them holy men. Just had a daughter, homeless named Katrina. If I raise her right, then maybe she can take over FEMA. Spike Lee in New Orleans, shooting documentaries. And games still in Cali, eating off the documentary. Take them to the cemetery, I mean the cemetery. Where everybody box in, Refrigerator Perry. And every little fuck up, they blame it on Barack. Cause he's just like T.I., born in the trap. And every little fuck up, they blame it on Barack. Cause he's just like Gucci, born in the
trap. Step right up, the show's about to go down. Tickets in the air, form a line, move slow now. Please stay seated. Silence on cell phones, underrated program, commercial-free episode. Step right up, the show's about to go down. Tickets in the air, form a line, move slow now. Please stay seated. Silence on cell phones, underrated program, commercial-free episode.
When this lights, camera, action, the shine's on you. Did your star burn bright? Are you a blue planet dude? Knuckled on the concrete, now tell me what to do. When your family stay starving and you scavenging for food. Never ask for nada, got a whole lot of the proof. Never caught the diamond, but we dropping plenty jewels. Life is what you make it, don't mistake it for the song. We be caking till we gone, what don't break us makes us strong.
Step right up, the show's about to go down. Tickets in the air, form a line, move slow now. Please stay seated and silence all cell phones. Underrated program, commercial free episode.
A game, huh? Hope your seatbelt's fastened. Hands up, Western Hemisphere, roller coasting through life. Here to tackle you. I'm an animal, I'm a beast. Body blow to the throat, I'm the antidote. Tear gas through cities, it's proven. Multiple contusions, steady moving, steady cruising. Architect, craft master, random four bars, ambitious, four cores. You damn right we keep it cooking. Candy ass rappers tickle me. Pigs in a blanket, snot nose, it's all mathematics. Chronic lines for the potted lines, bottom line. Step away from the mic, back off. 92 LA riots, I survived it, I survived it. Steady making moves, steady taking crews, steady
steady shaking fools. Move,
move with
steady
me.
Steady making moves, steady taking crews, steady shaking fools. Move,
move with me.
Steady making moves, steady taking crews, steady shaking fools. Move,
move with me.
Back to the origin, goal line, hustle up, second win, abolitionists with a pen, move with elegance, wisdom's patience, unite device with vice grips, tell of two cities, the have and the have-nots, bittersweet, who wants to move with me, steady making moves, steady taking crews, steady shaking fools, truly ends, been paying dues, create something rememberable, bars over Israel, you catch a fish food, global conglomerate, dominate whatever you into, we blogging it. Man, forget it, I wash my hands with it. Steady making moves, steady taking crews, steady shaking fools. Move,
move with me.
Project this, project that, yeah. But you never hear about them showing up with a gang of dinners or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Die for radio. Sneak Rothstein in the building. Wow. This is crazy, man. A monumental day. And I just, checked some information. On this day, you know what I'm saying, May 10th, South Central Cartel released the sophomore album in Cats We Trust Jam Recordings. How ironic is that? That's crazy, man. You know what I mean? I believe in God, man. For those that don't, you know what I mean, to each his own. But a lot of things I've been seeing in this life, this physical life, have been showing me things. And, you know what I mean, I'm definitely a believer of that. I'm a believer of a higher, you know what I'm saying, a higher being. And, man, we ain't going to get into all that. But anyhow, man, it's 11:03 p.m. right now. We still rocking out. I thank y'all for tuning in, fucking with us. I'm glad I can play what I want and have the artists we want, the guests we want. And I thank my peoples for putting me on this motherfucking monumental shit, man. For radio, bro. If you don't know about Die For Radio, you better check it. All you got to do is Google Die For Radio, Google Dyer Lansky. I'm about to say Dyer Rothstein. Google Dyer Lansky, D-I-A-R Lansky, A-L-N-S-K-Y. And everything to come up, man. Our social network presence is crazy. Our music is crazy. The movement is getting bigger and bigger by the day. And, man, we thank everybody, man. We thank all the loyal listeners, all the sponsors, all the supporters, man. It means a lot to us to have y'all fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? And tune in, you know, because it takes nothing to pay us no attention, but you pay us attention. So that means a lot, you know. So you don't have to call in. You don't have to respond. You don't have to do nothing, but you do it. So if you want to donate to this movement over here, you want to donate to this Die For Radio movement, of course, you can hit any of us up. You can hit me up, man, SneakRothstein at gmail.com. That's S-N-E-E-K-R-O-T-H-S-T-E-I-N. That's S-N-E-E-K-R-O-T-H-S-T-E-I-N. And I'll make sure that money gets directed to the appropriate source. Of course, you can hear Dyer Lansky, man, and that's, you know what I mean, you can check him all over the internet. He's all over the place. Look out for that Uncontrollable Substance.
project being re-released again, redistributed. You know what I mean? Shout out to my people that's getting behind that because that shit is hot. Shout out to Jay Sos on the beats. Man, it's crazy, man. Y'all better roll with us or get rolled over, man. Real talk. We ain't stopping. And, man, before we get up out, I got about 20 more minutes. Before we get up out of here, man, big shout out to all my peoples out there, you know what I mean, that seen their dreams come true by getting drafted into the NFL. You know what I mean? Hopefully you take advantage of that situation, dedicate yourself, and, you know, make it turn into something. Because you got first, what I said, want to say first, to one through seven, seven rounds. So first through seven, you know what I mean? If you can't make nothing happen in them rounds, man, you go sit down somewhere. Real talk. But I've been checking it out, and shout out to everybody that's got drafted. I'm out here in Atlanta, so there's been a lot of draft parties, you know, a lot of celebratory parties, and a lot of people out here, man, just, you know, enjoying the moment, you know, basking the moment. That's what it's all about. Live life, man. Take advantage of the moment, because it's good to be on the right side of the grass versus the underside of the grass. We amongst the living, you know? So take advantage of every moment. Live life to the fullest. That's what it's all about. And I ain't trying to get on my goddamn pedestal and, you know, preach to y'all, but I done lost too many, man. Probably many or more. Or less, I don't know. I don't know who you've lost, my listeners, but we've all lost people, and it sucks to lose them. But their memory lives on. Take advantage of this life that we live in. You know what I'm saying? And make the best of it. You know, that's how I roll, man. You know, shout out to everybody. Like I said, shout out to everybody that called in. I seen fucking phone lines crazy. You know. Spoony T came and set it off, showed that love. Goddamn Big Prodigy, you know what I'm saying? South Central Cartel came through and dropped Game, you know, and that meant a lot. Shout out to LV, Gangsta's Paradise, Platinum shit, you know. And big shout out to Gonzo, he came through, you know, showed that love, dropped that Game. And big shout out to Daz Dilly. Make sure y'all get that weed money. W-E-E-D money, Daz Dilly, D-A-Z-D-I-L-L-Y. And let me give a couple of shameless plugs. I got to do that, you know what I'm saying? Shameless plug to that Dire Lansky solo project coming, you know what I mean, to my own devices. Y'all need to make sure I go pick that up. That's just going to be crazy, and I can't wait for that, you know what I mean? I'm on that. You know, with a slew of others. Can't wait for that to drop. And, of course, you know, that Due to Knowledge compilation is on the way. We've been talking about that for a minute, so that's coming. And I'm working on that Planet Drodian, you know what I mean? I'm just getting inspiration right now, taking my time with it, and, you know, perfecting everything. I don't want to rush it, but that Planet Drodian is going to be crazy. I can't tell you who's going to be on it. You know, only God knows who's going to be on that, but... Of course, that's on the way. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Queens people's man, Rosedale, my Fall Rockaway people's man, Future Business Generals, rest in peace, Stack Bundles. You know what I'm saying? Jim Jones, goddamn Freaky Zeke, goddamn Cameron, shit crazy. You never know who you're talking to. You never know. You know, take me for granted if you want to. You never know, but it is what it is. We're going to keep it popping. We're going to stay moving. We're going to stay in motion, man. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Real recognize real, man. You know, your actions speak volume. I know you like, shut up, Sneak. You know what I mean? But I mean, that's how I'm feeling right now. But I got to let y'all know, man. I'm fully G, man. I got Big Prodigy, man. South Central Cartel. I just got off the phone with goddamn Gonzo, man. Caution. Lynch Mob Records. Ice Cube. I just got off the phone with motherfucking Daz Dilly, Snoop Dogg's cousin, man. Fuck you gonna tell me, my nigga. Let's get into this goddamn Doc Fury. And that's Doc Duron. I'm serious. It's on us.
respect that we hear. Drodians loud and clear, mic breaking and roots burning, got the music you're yearning for. Volume 2 encore, from sea to shining sea, from shore to fucking shore. Nicholas, furious, it's a need, it's a must to rock any microphone that you hand to me. I will represent for the Drodian family. Dirty South born, dirty South bred, dirty South thirst, dirty South fed. Let the talk talk, let the say it say, let the movers move, let the players play. I'm indestructible, it ain't no kidding me. I'm in Atlanta town till infinity.
It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me.
I will represent for the Drodian family.
It's a must.
Uh-huh.
It's a must.
Uh-huh.
It's a must.
Yeah.
It's a must.
It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me.
I will represent for the Drodian family.
It's a must.
It's a must.
It's a must.
It's a must. Smoke till I can't see. Drink till I pass out. Middle finger up. Shotgun in the glass house. 7 deuce coupe. And I'm feeling like Snoop. With Trey on my side. Genius mind collide. For a verbal homicide. I'm in the open like Black Pride. It's Don of the Drodian. Rothstein hijacked the beat. Spitting opium. Gun to gun the street. Flamethrower heat. Knife in it to me. Retreat. We can't be beat. Plus you obsolete. I'm from the jungle of concrete. Heavy on my feet. Stomp you out and crush your skull. Stab you with a knife that's rusty and dull. Ethylene oxide, burn you up. Like the consequences of suicide, I'm turned up. Ready to go. Lights, camera, action, but no show. It's the real deal, real life. It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me.
I will represent for the Drodian family.
It's a must.
Uh-huh.
It's a must.
Uh-huh.
It's a must.
Yeah.
It's a must.
It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me.
I will represent for the Drodian family.
It's a must.
It's a must.
It's a must.
It's a must.
Drunk as fuck, when a flip, I'm
ballin'.
20 balls keep crawling, these hoes keep calling. Why these niggas keep falling? I'm a boss. Man, they watch my swag. They say, how you do it, do I say, watch my dad.
Nigga cheese on the block when I squeeze on the clock. If she shoot another shot, then the panties gon' drop. You can ask Ricky Mack, her ass Uncle Doobie.
Go to the club, nigga, ask that groupie. No, ask that who she tell you who goofy. Bitches wanna do me, they see me in the movies. I'm boppin', bop. Man, we never go stop, man. Always go pop, man, we never go flop.
You hear me? In my teeth, and I'm bangin' down the street. You hear me?
You hear me?
And when I'm boppin' in the club, all the hoes gon' be lookin'. You hear me?
You hear me?
I'm on the block talking loud in the middle of the crowd. You hear me?
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 Listen up. Boo Capone, boo him, they call me Boo Guy. Step into the party, slap the shit out of somebody. Pay me, pay me, no, never mind. Knockin' rich white bitches, stayin' on my federal line. All we do is boss up, all we do is boss out. When we in the club, bitch niggas gettin' tossed out. Cops against that wood, pimps from the hood. Players to what we want, y'all march do what you could. I'm a ball, nigga, far from a faker. Make niggas lose they magic, just like the Lakers. Got racks on racks on racks, wrapped up in the bag.
Now we sipping gag, man, we finna make it crack.
I got that beat in my Jeep, and I'm banging down the street. You hear me? You hear me?
Projects. And as far as the coroner's know, the autopsy show it was a Shaolin blow put on by my family, brought to the academy of the Wu and learned how to fuck up your anatomy steadily, calm and deadly. Splatterhead lyrics I link through your transmit. MC submit to the will as I kill your juvenile freestyle, civilize the mental. Devils worship this like an icon, bear hugging mites with the grips of a python.
Yes, this shit is raw coming at your door. Suck, scream out loud, Wu-Tang's back for more.
You heard other raps before, but kept waiting for the son of song. I keep dance hall strong, beats another worthy of my cause. I prolong extravaganza, time sits still. No propaganda, be wary of the skill. As I bring forth the music, make love to your eardrum. Dedicated to rap, nigga, beware the fearsome. Lebanon, John, Malcolm X, B-Threat. CD massacre, murder to cassette. I blow the shop up, you ain't seen nothing yet. One man ran trying to get away from it. Put your bifocal on, watch me a cometh into your chamber like Freddy into Dream. This kaboomerate your technique in your scheme. Four chords applause like a black dad did that. You stuck on stupid like I'm stuck on the map. Nowhere to go except next show, bro. Entertaining motherfuckers can't stop O.M. battling. You don't want me to start tattling all up on the stage cause y'all snakes keep rattling. Bitch, you ain't got nothing on the rich. Every other day my whole dress code switch. So this in case you wanna clock me like Sherry. All y'all crap bitches ain't got the worry. Can't get a nigga like Don Dom a dozen. Even if I'm smoked out, I can't be scoped out. I'm too ill. I represent Park Hill. See my face on a $20 bill. Cash it in and get $10 back. The fat LP with cappuccino on the wax. Pass it in your thing, put valve up to 12. Put all the other LPs back on the shelf. And smoke a blunt and dial 917-1604-9311. And you could get long dick hip hop affection. I damage any MC who step in my direction. With Staten Island Best, son, fuck what you heard. Niggas still talking, that shit is absurd. My repertoire is USSR. PLO style got thrown out the car and ran over by the Method Man Jeep. Divine can't define my style, it's so deep like pussy. My low cut face stay bushy like a porcupine. I part backs like a spine, gut you like a blunt and reconstruct your design. I know you wanna diss me, but I can read your mind. Cause you weak in the knees like SWV. Trying to get a title like Rude Killer B. Can't change your habit, you know I'm friends with the Abbot. Me and RZA Rod name printed in the tablet under vest. We paid our debt for mad years. Hibernated sound and now we out like bears and born power. Born physically, power speaking. The truth in the song be the pro-black teacher.
Yeah! Man, Die For Radio, Sneak Rothstein live in the building. I got a last minute caller right now, man. He came in and checked in with me. I'm out here in GA. You know I gotta fuck up my GA peoples. Yo, Cat Daddy, you still there, bro?
Cat Daddy's a perimeter changer, but danger.
What the fuck is going on with you, man? Good to have
ain't
you in
no
the building.
Ain't no big deal. Ain't nothing happening, Captain.
Hey, what the fuck is going on? So you got a lot going on over there. What the fuck you doing, man? Where you at?
I got it all going with skinny dipping and bikinis. Ain't no big deal, because I'm for real. I'm for real, real.
Hey. This a hip-hop station. You listen to hip-hop?
I know, hip-hop and hippity-hop, hippity-scop.
Do you listen to hip-hop?
Don't real stop.
Time?
Don't
you
never stop. Cat Day for real.
You it's listen
like
to hip-hop?
ATL perimeter. Perimeter changes.
You listen to hip-hop?
Yes, sir, I do.
Who your favorite artist in hip-hop?
You.
Who am I? Who am I?
Look at Sneak, perimeter changes.
I'm Sneak Rothstein. I'm Sneak Rothstein.
Sneak Rothstein.
Thank you for tuning in, man.
That's the number one dude right there.
I wish, man. Hey, I thank you for, you know, calling in and, you know, fucking with us, man. You know, big shout-out to the CEO. I got a shout-out to CEO. The CEO of this whole movement is Dr.
Ain't
Lansky.
No problem.
I need you to say big shout-out to Dyer Lansky.
To who?
Dyer Lansky.
Big shout out to Dyer Lansky.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my fam right there, man. I hear your wife
That's
in the
good.
Background, man. I thank you for tuning in and fucking with us, man. For real.
Appreciate y'all.
You already know, man. That's what's. I wish you would have called earlier. You know, we had the guest on and everything, and you know, what's up, Brad? I hear Mama in the background. That's all I hear in the background. You know, we in OT mode right now. You know. So I'm going to definitely get into something for y'all. I want y'all to hear some shit. You know what I mean? I've been playing music all night and doing interviews and giving the people what they need to hear. That's what it's all about, man. You know what I mean? And it's good to have you on the line. You mean, shout out to all my millionaires out there. You know what I'm saying? Not to put your bank account out there, but shout out to my millionaires out there with the millions in their bank account. You know what I'm saying? And I see you. I see you, Cat Daddy. You're doing your thing. You goddamn doing what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me, man. I'm out here. Real talk.
Holler at a quarter and a dollar.
Real talk, man. Hey, it's some work.
Real talk.
It's some work.
You know how I roll.
Yeah. But check this out. Check this joint out right now and tell me what you think about this. I know time is money, but this is a joint I did with my man DMD out of Philadelphia. It's called Divine Gift, man. Tell me what you think about this. Let's get it.
Divine Gift should never be questioned.
Yeah.
Simply accept it.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
Yeah. Divine Gift in the game.
If I ain't a Boston, what am I? Premeditated with an alibi. Shots in the air, I tell the heavens you fly. Most times I hate for no reason. I gotta get the squeeze. sun say caution, but they still wanna try it. I refuse to keep quiet, two ears and a mouth, so I listen before I speak. Intimidation for the weak, I'm dirty like Jason Unique. Raw steam, but you can call me Sneak. Get your pimp sick, give me all turn to freaks. All natural like the brain and geese. TJ's a sneak, drugs for geeks. A lot of love for my beats, we plan for kings. Chef and sheep, leaders of the schools. Regulation and rules, necessities and tools. Lessons for the fools, blessing if you choose. Growth and development, dudes, divine gift.
Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D and D, hold do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta have nothing but love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D and D, hold do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta have nothing but love for the front main.
A lot of pain in this world. A lot of stress in this world. A lot of tension in the room. Heavy damage will consume. Jail time, clean sweep like a broom. On my head, contemplating the doom. From the womb to the tomb to the tabernacle. We got it coming like guards and offensive tackles. Immediate danger like a meteor. Rushing like a matador. Rock as soon as I step in the door.
With a splash of lime and cranberry.
Cold like Ben and Jerry. Connect like New Haven, Hartford and Waterbury. We on the Staten Island Ferry.
Headquarters, no paparazzi or reporters. 10% to the single mothers and daughters. 5% to the church. And we taking them orders.
Divine gifts in the game. Speaking D&D, gon' do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta have done for love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. Speaking D&D, gon' do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta have done for love for the front main.
Homicidal might attack upon the microphone. The lyrical legend, no matter what the time zone. Words is born, the truth gon' tell. And D&D gon' send your tip for motherfuckers to hell. Fail, as I mob down the avenue. Where a nigga had to pay from the red or blue, it's true. Nick kickers and the Levi causes with a war as a mob through the hood to the liquor store. South Central is the land where we gangbang. Hit the switches on the shard till we go slang. Don't get caught up on my block with that gold chain. And not a motherfucker out here know your fucking name. Beat down, it don't matter, nigga should've knew. You ain't from round here, dawg, then it's fuck you. Strap coming out your soul, about to rise quick. But I calm that shit down, divine gift.
Divine gifts in the game. D&D gon' do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta have nothing but love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. D&D gon' do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta have nothing but love for the front main.
You are now listening to the Jody and Nation mixtape.
Yeah, nigga, I told you I was coming for you, nigga.
We here now.
Thought we was playing or some shit, nigga.
Not a game.
It ain't no game out here, man. It's real life, man. Niggas losing their life over
talk
this shit,
him,
man.
The fuck, man? Hey, yo. Rothstein,
my blood niggas picking back being boom. On the block in the street, you better play by the rules. We strapped up with that heavy artillery. Good with the tools, bringing pain and misery. Mama ain't rain no fool, so don't play with me. We battering bruises and leave scars like slavery. What up, blood? What's poppin' five? Don't gang bang, but it's the way I lie.
Whoop.
See, those the folks that I chose. They spoke my language and they wore the same clothes. The shit run through your vein. I give a damn about a punk ass chain. More concerned with developing my strain. Now that's the sound of my pockets filling up with chains. If it's three or more, then it's a gang. But we an army. I got my family around me, so who can harm me?
What?
We coming for you.
In the end, it's
that's the judge.
We coming for you.
We coming for you.
We coming for you.
We coming for you.
Don't give a
call
for you,
bitch, we're
coming
out
you if you can't run a dog.
We be ripped up, crazy, I've been yelling cuz ever since I was a baby. I've been a three-time rolling back 10, quick grip, not a new Kool-Aid and gin.